93 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Come on, listen.
Oh, man, that door is stuffed. We've got to get engineering in here to fix that up. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. It's Tuesday. Hey, how about that snowstorm we got here in the Washington area? Not. Anyway, best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this. Oh, it's worse than iffy out there. It's a gray Tuesday afternoon. So, what we're going to do together is we're going to hang out and listen to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation for a couple of weeks. I still haven't made a note as to when they are actually back, so hopefully I'll have that date for you soon. But I'll tell you what, in the meantime, we've got a big steamin' steam plate full. Steamin' plate full. I'm all hopped up on Red Bull and Coca-Cola. Can you tell? We've got a heapin' steamin' plate full of Don and Mike best stuff for you. And today, I have been assured by one Rob A. Spiewak that today is an extra special day. So let's get it started. This first segment will cover a few things. The La La Club, Mike's birthday, and the office changeover. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Our show is different than other shows.
Okay.
While we don't give out the phone number all the time because it sounds lame, and if you're on hold, we don't care. I mean, hang on if you want, but, you know, come on, you got a life. Also, something different about this show is, on an occasion like now when we have all 12, 18 phone lines ringing,
see that.
All virtually on the same topic,
yes.
Indicating that people are wanting to call,
mm-hmm.
This pisses Joe off.
Yeah, he doesn't like the busyness. Joe likes his bar to be empty.
Yeah. Because now what it means is, even though all of these people calling in mm-hmm. may want to say something of vital importance, or maybe they just want to say something that's junk, they're calling because they hear something on the show they want to comment on.
Right.
And this overwhelms Joe.
Right.
You can't answer calls and eat barbecue chicken at the same time.
And this is the time when I'm supposed to enjoy my what? What?
Forget it. I'm halfway crunked.
What do you want? I
forget
know.
Forget it.
You're like, dude, you're like the 18th call in a row I've taken about crunk, okay?
Hey, dude, they don't want to talk about crunk anymore.
I cooked this chicken at 9 a.m. so I could eat it at 3 p.m.
I would much rather, if Joe wants to come in, I would much rather spend some delightful time talking about Joe's ever-growing relationship with his wonderful girlfriend, who we're all very fond of.
Why do you want to talk to me now?
I'll tell you why, Vigo.
I'm enjoying my chicken, and that's a real buzzkill.
I don't. Listen, Joe, don't come in if you don't want to. And I'm going to say something that I don't think will get him in trouble. Just say, Joe's a member of the La La Club.
Oh!
Well,
we all know what that means.
His girlfriend should know he's a member of the La La Club.
The La La Club.
When you come to work and you say something that your wife has done that's either dumb or stupid or pissed you off or just wasted your time, when you get done saying whatever it is that she says, you say, La La, La La, La La.
It's a good club. Someday I may join.
Yeah, you may join. You are the president.
Are you a founding member?
I believe I am, La La.
La La.
La La. Really, it comes from Jerry Seinfeld, but I made it my own. La La La. La.
And no, no, no. The van backed into the tree, La La.
La La. Yeah, see, the thing on Seinfeld was it was that episode with, hello,
La 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 La. La, la, la.
And it's really not, although that's where it was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
La La.
Changed from then.
La La is really more than anything,
right?
I would say. How do I say this diplomatically? It's not...
Do try.
It's not anti-wife,
but it's... Oh, there she goes again.
Who?
Right?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
sort
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's their spirit of trouble-free living when things are on fire.
When you said there she goes again, someone walked by the window.
No, tra-la-la. It's really a variation on tra-la-la.
And also, you know, it's a little bit of and so forth and so on. Oftentimes, you don't have to finish the story.
La-la.
Just yeah. La-la.
To finish. And I came home expecting the car to be packed for vacation, and nothing had been done. La-la.
There you go.
Do I have the spirit, even though I am not currently?
You know.
In the state of matrimony.
You've been heavily involved in two la-las thus far.
I've been la-la'd more than all you guys.
I bet, and even though you don't talk about it now with your girlfriend, I bet she's already planting the la-la seeds.
You think she's la-la'd me a couple of times and I might not even know it?
It's inevitable.
Can I tell you one time I know she la-la'd you, at least one time? The other night when I left?
Yes.
And she came pulling up in your car, and you know, that's the first la-la.
Yeah, but you missed, there was another la-la in there too.
What was that?
When I got into the car?
You got the passenger seat?
No, did you notice she was on the phone?
La la.
That's a la la, right?
It sure is.
La la.
There you go.
La la la. La la la.
In fact, I would venture to say we had a la la moment that night. It was a la la moment because her mom had broken down, and we went to rescue her mom. And
she had a nervous breakdown?
No, a car breakdown.
Oh, a car
and
breakdown.
I was actually going to, we were going to pick up the mama, and because she was in distress off one of the major arteries. And I'd made a reservation at a real nice restaurant that I wanted to go to, but we had to change those plans. And then when we got there, we pulled up, and right at the moment we pulled in back of the mom, the car was fixed.
La
la. La
la. La la.
At risk of oversimplifying, la la simply means misplaced priorities.
La la.
Yes, exactly.
La-la.
Yeah. That's very well said. It happens to me all the time.
Now, wait a minute. I don't agree with that because, I mean, I don't think that mine would not count as
in that case. No.
Rob, that is one of the meanings of la la. La la. Let's be honest. La la also means...
Does a broken car take precedent over you having dinner? I don't think so.
La la also means...
misplaced. La la.
La la can mean everything from... That girl of mine is crazy and freewheeling.
Isn't la la a substitute for harsher words?
Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, in some circles, la la is perhaps, how did they describe it in Colorado, Buzz?
A term of endearment.
A term of endearment with la-la. That guy.
A term of endearment.
It was just, it's la la. I'll give you a la la moment with my wife. This is from today.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine. We're getting up. We're having our coffee. We're reading the newspaper. And I just mentioned to her, I said, you know, since you've done this move with the cat box going down to the basement, I've checked on it every day. The cat has not gone to the bathroom downstairs. The cat's not eating.
Oh, dear.
The cat's not drinking water. She said, the cat will get used to it. Incidentally, have you noticed? There's no cat poop anywhere. La-la.
La-la.
Everything's fine.
That's the perfect la-la.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cat might be starving himself to death because the cat doesn't understand after 12 years in the same house that his entire routine has been changed.
Right.
But there's no cat poop on the floor right now, so la-la.
So your cat really hasn't eaten?
I believe not.
Oh, wow. I will take it tonight if that's the case.
I believe
if it hasn't eaten by tonight, I want the cat.
Here's my wife's fantasy that she lives on. That on the occasions that the dogs are outside,
right.
The cat is so scary smart that the cat realizes when the dogs are outside, those are the times that the cat will go from the bedroom down to the living room, down to the basement, to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that the cat ain't that smart.
Well, luckily, the cat also has been gifted with the talent to disguise itself.
La-la.
Being an evil creature that it is.
Right. Now, before we get going here, a very important note. We talked about trading spaces here on the show. About a month ago, we brought this up.
Yes.
What we wanted to do is trade offices because we're up on the third floor.
Isolated ivory tower.
And right now, as it stands, the people on the third floor are the people that we call, with no offense to the others, as Bill Parcells said,
right,
with no offense to any Orientals.
No offense.
You know, listen, all the guys that make jack plays work up on the third floor. That's the happening level.
No offense.
You forced that one in there, didn't you?
Well, Mike, here's what I'm saying. The people who are aggressive, and here's what I mean by this. All of the people that actually get on the radio and do stuff on the radio.
The creative element is
are on
the third floor.
On the third floor. Again, no offense to the Orientals.
I would venture to say that you could make a case. I'm not going to get into this with you, but you could make a case that it's the opposite.
They would like to say there's a jab force, but the jab plays.
Yeah.
But I got to think it happens upstairs. But either way, for whatever reason, there has been not dissension in the ranks, but there has been segregation.
Yes.
All of the radio people, all the people who are on the radio are on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
All of the people who sell the radio station and do jobs like that, like the business jobs, they're on the second floor.
With the studios.
So what we wanted to do is move our office back down after 10 years, back down to the second floor, and then what you do is you segregate, you put some of the people from the second floor from the business office upstairs.
Right.
We're closer to the studio. Now, here's...
I'm also putting a request in to have Slap Happy Ed Pappy replaced with someone who resembles Heidi Klum.
Okay. Well...
That's just me.
You would put that in writing, please.
I'll put it in writing. I'll get it right out to Alan.
Here's where we stand.
Regretfully, Ed Pappy has left.
That space is available.
Oh, yeah, Mike, you didn't know that? Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
What did I just say?
Yeah.
Well, you said replaced. I thought you meant that he was still here. Like,
no.
Okay. No, he's gone.
That's why I said we replace him with Heidi Klum.
Okay. Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
I mean, I know that I was having a discussion with Tim McWilliams about the departure of Schlepp.
Chef.
Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
How does Tim feel about it?
Tim, I think, was close with Ed Pappy. I think Tim and I were discussing in the bathroom the fact that, you know, this
Buzz place... Buzz his ass.
This place, well, that among other things. about the fact that this place needs a little more... That people still... That feeling of people kind of being afraid of their own shadow, and we need a little life, and...
Well, it starts at the top.
It does.
I know that you had a great one-on-one with Alan Lindwan today, Rob.
Did I?
How'd that go?
Great.
Energizing?
Yeah. Like 4 hours in a sauna.
Always a pleasure.
Glad to hear it. So
yeah,
the deal we had made was that we were going to get the wonderful Julie Fulman.
Mm-hmm.
And notice how I've done like a 180 on this. 2 months ago, I was positive that she had a voodoo doll that she was putting pins in every night.
Now, Julie Fulman has demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is in our corner.
And it was on me. It's just I'm shy and I'm not good at meeting people.
That's why we need the mix. I like Julie. Julie's a good person to hang out with. And Julie does not fall into that category of scared of her own shadow. Julie brings something to the table.
Right. So Julie was going to trade offices with us. And then, as it turns out, the general, Jeff Hedges, who, in my opinion, and we've done the research, has the largest and the best office in the building.
Yes.
He wants to move upstairs.
Wow.
Because he's so crazy, he wants an office where there's no windows.
Yeah. He's going to have a lot of space, though.
Huge. He's got this thing.
That's going to be a huge office, isn't it?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it's from his years working in the Korean War and working in the, whatever conflicts we were involved in.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure he found out the way to get the best efficiency out of prisoners is to put them in an environment with no windows. Now, if you have the pleasure of working for the General Jeff Hedges.
And he is the general. Make no mistake about that.
You will find find that it's going to be like staying in the Hanoi Hotel when you're up on the third floor. Because there's no windows in the Jeff Hedges office part with all of his sales.
But he has and always has had one of the best looking offices in the building.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is going to take the large amount of space without windows and make it into something special, I'm still confused as to why he doesn't want windows.
It is not conducive to productivity. Hold on, VA. I believe that the thought is, if you have someone in a room, all they can focus on is what's in the room. If you have a window, they could look outside and say, oh, look, the sun's out. Why am I in a room working when I could be outside enjoying myself?
Much like in those old medieval ships, you know, where you had the guys rowing down below.
That's right.
And they couldn't see anything but the person rowing in front of them.
So I'm telling you, it's a Hanoi Hilton. Really. Someone should call John McCain to come over and cut the ribbon on the place.
Absolutely.
When he finally gets the office ready.
I can't wait till it's done.
So, VA, here's why we're calling our producer, Beth Ann. Beth Ann, can you tell us now, I know that we go on vacation, we take our summer vacation starting, our last show's Friday, and we'll be back the day after the 4th of July. In that time period, are you going to oversee the move of our office to Jeff Hedges' office?
Not just your office, into his office, correct, yes.
Okay.
It's going to be nice when you come back.
Now, what about Julie Fullman, who offered her office up in the first place? And what we've done is we're terrible rogues and cads because we took her offer and we just said, hey, listen, we got a better offer.
It happened. Yeah, well, she's happy too because she didn't want to move. Really.
Right. She just had it painted.
Yeah.
And the person that painted hers, I've gotten in touch with to paint yours.
Now, what are you going to do to ours?
It'll be a surprise.
What color?
It'll be a surprise. I'll give you a palette to choose from. It'll be fun.
No, you can do it. You do it on. We don't care. You know,
she'll
do it on your own.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever. Just don't like put like My Little Ponies and stuff up on the wall. you know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
We better get a Red Sox logo.
Sure, we can. We've got all that Packers junk up there.
Sure. You have Don's Packers stuff and my Red Sox.
There you
stuff.
Go. And I only have one small request. If there could constantly be a potpourri burning in the office.
Yeah, potpourri ring?
Is that what they call it, a potpourri ring? I only remember back in the day when my mom would get it and put it in the thing on the stove.
Right.
That she would fill up a pot with water and put it in there, and then suddenly the whole house wouldn't smell like old,
and I said if we
old
moved,
dead people. It'll smell like potpourri.
I said if we moved, I'd pop for new furniture in there.
You did?
A new sofa, and, you know, if anybody's listening wants to give me a good deal on it, that would be great.
Wow.
Fair enough.
All right, Beth.
Now, am I going to have to buy the couch, and then I'll come to you for the money, and I'll never see it?
You know, we're just starting working together, and, you know, that's not
getting
off.
I want to tell you why she's a good-hearted person.
Yes.
Do you remember the other day, I guess it was for a couple of your sandwiches?
Yes.
That you were out of cash that day.
Right.
And it was not a huge amount of money. Like $12, right?
Well, $12. I had no cash.
So she came up to the office, and she actually had a bill that she gave.
She gave me a bill the day after, and I still had no cash.
And
today I have no cash.
Wow. And I said to Beth Ann.
And I'm naked without cash.
And I said to Mike, and I said, don't worry, I got here you go. I gave you like $13.
And you covered the debt because the day after she sent me a very lengthy bill.
And, and I want you to know that this sweethearted woman, who I'm sure her heart will turn to stone once she really starts working here.
Right.
She came in the next day and she said to me, did you ever get that $12? And I said, did I ever get $12 for what? I had no idea.
Right,
she said,
you forgot.
The $12. I said, she said, the $12 for Mike's sandwich. I said, no. What am I going to do, ask for Mike for $12? I said, you know, there will be a time I won't have any cash.
That's right.
And Mike will spot me $10.
Oh, you've done that for 20. Beth Ann, are you starting to circulate a rumor that I am somehow cheap?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you didn't have to pay me right that day.
No, but I mean, I just didn't. It was, let me make it very, very clear to you, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I am not cheap. What I am is thoughtless. There is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
There is an amazing difference.
That's a valid point.
Between being cheap. And Don will tell you, and you know, Don will lead the charge on this. If I got it on me, I can part with it.
He gives it away.
Mm-hmm. It's no problem at all. But you know what? Remembering to bring it in?
Forget that.
I mean, really, that's what I'm bad at.
Okay.
Forget that.
I mean, that doesn't make it right, but I am not in any way cheap.
That's true.
And I will, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I will do it either way. You know, if you want to like get a price on furniture and you want to go price it and let me know if you know what it is, I'll do that. But I mean, really, in order for me like to bring you a check, you're going to have to seriously drive out to my house and drive into work with me.
Okay.
I mean, you're gonna have to really call me at like 1:45 on the day that on the day that you want it to come in. I mean, Rob knows
right.
that. Rob knows if I have it, I'll give
You'll
it to
give
him.
It.
But
right.
like
yeah.
to remember it, I
have to remember.
Rob, I asked Rob to remind me constantly. I'm not proud of that. It's a flaw. It's a huge flaw, and it comes with having a work environment where I have a blessed work environment where I'm able to get away with that kind of behavior, and I have for 20 years, and I'm not proud of it.
We've tried it all. We've pinned notes to you.
Right.
We've written
Rob will tell you there are times when I will get something, some sort of swag, something that I really like.
See, I'm not busting on that word now.
Yeah. That I get in the studio. Something
and you're real excited about it, too.
I'm excited somebody's given me something that I really think is valuable. And the show's over, and it will sit right here. And mm-hmm. Don and Rob have laughed about that for years.
I can't tell you how many pairs of sunglasses we picked up for Mike.
When we used to be in middays, and we'd leave here, and it would be, 3:10, and the sun bearing down on your eyes, and you'd squint all the way home, and I have your sunglasses.
I know, yeah. And you've got a collection of them at home.
I've sold a lot of them.
On eBay.
But
you know, I will tell you the truth. Really, we were going through our junk drawer the other day.
Right.
And Frida said, now, why do you have this nice pair of sunglasses in the drunk drawer?
In the junk drawer. Right.
Okay. Helping it up. Well, it certainly could have been the drunk girl because they were your sunglasses. And you know where they, you know
the
when Remos, they were from?
Really nice pair of Remos.
We know exactly when they were from. When my son had his high school graduation party, which was last June.
I remember that.
You left your sunglasses.
Yeah, I leave sunglasses. I mean, it's insane, and it's not. I'm not proud of it. I'm really. I wish I could be better at it.
No, it makes you you.
That's right. But I try, and then I'm very proud, like, when I remember something, you know.
Well, rightly
it's
so.
It's very special.
So anyway, so we're moving, and Jeff Hedges is moving, and when we come back from vacation, right after the 4th of July, mm-hmm. we'll be in a brand-new office.
Right.
Downstairs. And Robbie, good news.
And incidentally, since you're turning it on me, Beth Ann, I'll turn it on you a little bit.
Go ahead, I can take it.
There's a very special day coming up. Do you have any idea what that is?
Is that your birthday?
All right, you pass. All right, very good.
I would have guessed the birthday of our nation.
No.
And Rob, the good news for you is that when we move down here, we will be ever closer to Alan Linewand.
That's right, my good buddy. So if I want to visit with him, it's just a walk across the hall.
Sure I was is. Curious for Beth Ann, tomorrow, since that's the last show before I turn 45, mm-hmm. I'm wondering, are you in charge of setting the tent up
tomorrow? Mike, I think any birthday celebration will be post 4th of July.
No!
I believe you.
That'll be 2 weeks later!
If you don't mind me saying, I think the last three or four years...
You mean I'm not getting anything tomorrow?
Last three or four years, we've kind of gone overboard with the...
Yes, and I've become accustomed!
Okay, well, no, I'm
nothing,
sorry.
No presents tomorrow?
No, not till you come back.
I wanted to surprise you, but the night before we come back from vacation... I've arranged for a small fireworks display downtown in honor of your birthday.
Am I getting
on the 4th of July?
I thought we were going to celebrate it tomorrow.
No, we're not.
That sucks.
And I'll tell you what, I said the same thing for my birthday, which is in September. My birthday happens when we're going to be on...
We gave you your stuff before.
I do not remember that.
We always do it before.
Well, Mike, get...
No!
Get with the program.
Nobody gives you. You're just going to leave it anyway.
No. I don't want to make anybody feel bad here.
Don't worry. Nobody feels bad.
We'll tell you that.
Nobody feels bad. We'll celebrate your birthday. I promise the first day we get back.
I will be away with my children, and I don't expect a 9-year-old and a soon-to-be 7-year-old to remember the birthday. So, and I will be alone with them. So technically, then,
the
birthday will not be commemorated.
No.
On any level. At all.
Well, I know.
And you know what?
Did we call Matt Rogers?
Listen, I just wanted to say one thing.
Yeah.
This was all I was counting on. This is all I had.
Well, then you've got
no,
nothing.
I don't. I have some, my girlfriend and I will be celebrating it.
There uh-huh. you go. She'll remember it.
She is.
La-la.
I think tonight we might be celebrating it.
Right. She'll go out. She'll take care of it.
Okay. It's basically, there will be no commemoration of the birthday at all.
No.
Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen because we'll come back, and by that time, it's past the 4th of July.
I make you the promise on my birthday this year, we'll do the same thing.
Do nothing?
Do nothing.
so we're not commemorating birthdays. So we decide now that we will not bring gifts or we will not do anything. And
your birthday
happens.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll commemorate your birthday if you want to come back from vacation on your birthday.
So is that so now because my birthday is on a vacation and we have always celebrated birthdays. When was this decision
made? Did we have an honest discussion about celebrating birthdays?
Yes.
Do you simply want the gifts from everybody?
Yes.
So you don't really want a celebration. You don't want to.
I would take both.
How about a thoughtful card?
A thoughtful card?
Should I even try?
You know, all right. It doesn't. Don't worry about it. Sorry.
No, well, Mike, you know what I got.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry.
He's a big boy. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
It'll arrive in the mail as soon as the subscription. I mean, your subscription won't even lapse.
Right. Okay.
A full year.
You know, I know one person who will be bringing something in for me tomorrow.
Who's that?
Right over there. And you know, I didn't even have to ask. And I'm not. And it's not like I'm making him because he's not. No, I knew he would anyway. I knew he would. That's just the kind. Thank you.
Had you planned on bringing him something tomorrow, Buzz?
Absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
So your buddy is there for you.
Thank you.
The rest of us
have... So it's last year. Was it last year or was it the year before? Where you really... the whole Cindy Lauper thing? Last year?
That was 2 years ago.
That was two years ago. Mm-hmm.
But last year...
You never got over that. You always thought you overdid it for that, didn't you? And so it's been less and less. But I can deal with it.
Isn't that two years ago? The year that you wanted... patio lights, and you wanted a certain. You wanted a certain.
Can I be honest
motif?
With you? Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I know this might sound egotistical. I want it every year, each and every year.
Well, I got news for you. Ain't happening.
All right.
It ain't happening.
Okay.
Happy birthday on your birthday. I'll call you on your birthday.
No, you won't. That's all right. It doesn't. You
yes, I will.
To.
Unlike you, no. I would call you on your birthday.
No.
Yes, I will.
So now is it official then? Are we changing birthday policies on the show? Are we changing birthday policies? You know, I just want to make sure. Is this because I didn't get your wife a birthday present?
No, there's nothing to do with getting. You're just like my wife with the birthday.
I do get into it. Yeah.
Just you know.
Listen, I mean, I didn't make the schedule. I didn't know. I don't want everybody to come back. Maybe that is a good idea. Why don't we all come back from our vacations and we'll just have one day and then we'll have the celebration and cake and then we can all just get back in our cars.
Sure.
And go back to where we are. We'll do it that way. No, that's okay. It just doesn't matter.
No, let's do it your way.
I'm fine.
Let's totally forget the fact.
Technically, I still live alone. Did I mention that?
All right. I've changed my mind. We're going to have a big pity party for Mike tomorrow. A big pity party.
I think
party.
It began today.
Yeah. Well, no, guys, that I think you're right.
Hey, party. You know, that's two for you,
party
pal.
Started about a half an hour ago.
Right.
Mike.
And remember, what's the lesson we've learned about me today? Not cheap.
Inconsiderate.
Well, I like the word thoughtless.
Thoughtless.
Inconsiderate. Thank
thoughtless.
You, B.A.
All right, Beth. Here
okay,
we go.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Yeah, it would take a month. How long has she been here?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
She's got the book on me. Damn it.
2 weeks.
Right.
2 weeks. I was there with you.
Yes.
But I have to say this now. 2 years later since your separation.
Right.
You've rebounded.
Yeah.
You're a better person.
Yeah.
You're a better father.
Yeah.
You're a better man.
Right.
You got your life together. We don't have to give you
That's a legend.
We don't. Well, at least from my perspective.
Sure.
We don't have to give you a goddamn circus party. What do you want, a magician like Joe had?
Nah, magicians don't know. They don't really do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm bringing you.
What are you bringing me?
A chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, okay.
I will All make right. it myself.
Done. You know what? I need nothing more. I require nothing more. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
Nice. A gift from the heart.
That's right.
Put a place on the heart.
No problem. No problem at all.
Just when I stop.
And unless I'm mistaken, didn't the word girlfriend cross your lips a couple of times?
Finally.
About what?
You being the lonely guy.
I have a girlfriend. You're right. I do.
So, you know, let's not play that. You're not all
I'm
alone.
I'm not playing that. You're right. I'm not going to play the pity card.
You're not alone.
I'm not going to play the pity card. No.
I mean this. If anything, you're doing better than it did before. You're handling everything great.
Everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
And technically,
it's several days before. You know, and I'm just gonna. Next year, I will be reviewing the schedule to make sure we are here on that day. If it doesn't fall on a weekend, all right. So we can have the big balloon party.
Isn't it written?
Very excited about that. It's gonna be big fun.
Yeah,
it's gonna be big fun.
Okay, can we please do a break now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we'll do a commercial break here. We'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Mike. Sorry. Real sorry about that.
I know you are.
No big party tomorrow.
I know.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
In Virginia, the westbound lanes of 66 starting to slow down now near the visitor center off and on to Gainesville. Check out great financing rates available now on a great selection of Toyota certified used vehicles. See your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 FreeFM.com.
I say tea party, you say
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say
Boston.
I say beans, you say
refried.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sound, you say
Boston Acoustics?
Right, and that's my system.
I'm so glad I'm not you.
What does that mean?
Right here, right there.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Hey, Sly, that lady's on the phone again. Ask them when we're going to have a car ready.
What? Oh, tell her late next week we got to wait for the parts. Oh, nice hit.
Hey, Sly, now she's asking how come it takes so long for the parts to show up.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hey, tell her they got to ground ship them, all right? Ground shipping always takes forever.
Hey, Sly.
What?
She says, how come we don't just ship them UPS ground? She says UPS ground has gotten wicked faster.
UPS ground?
Yes.
What is it with this lady? Doesn't she know it's baseball season or what?
Hey, Sly.
Don't.
She says, why don't we just listen to the game on the radio so we can work in a car at the same time?
Petey, you weren't supposed to tell her that.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Hey, dial-up users, here's a question for you. How much are you paying for that dial-up anyway?
My dial-up? I think it's $15.95 a month.
$21.95 a month.
I don't know. Probably too much.
Why?
Because you can get high-speed Verizon Online DSL with connection speeds of 768 kilobits per second for just $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year.
That's about what I'm paying for my slow dial-up.
Yep, and you can do so much more, like connect to the net with a click of a mouse, talk on the phone and surf the web at the same time on the same phone line, download files faster than it takes you to say, better value. Just call 1-800-PICK-DSL to sign up for Verizon Online DSL for as low as $14.95 a month. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. And here's another question for you. What are you waiting for? Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1-year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4-14-06.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot, Comedy Spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman?
You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
You bolted upright in the middle of the night, realizing what that new account really means. It means more room and more employees. The business you started in your garage 7 years ago just doubled in size overnight. You'll need a line of credit, cash management expertise, payroll services. You'll need to protect your business financially. You'll need sleep. You need BB&T. Growth is a good problem to have, and we can help you find opportunities to manage it wisely. Stop by one of our local financial centers. Call 1-800-BANK-BBT or visit bbt.com and find out why we're consistently ranked number one small business friendly by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Only deposit products are FDIC insured.
At Volkswagen, we sent our top German engineer, Wolfgang, into other dealerships and secretly recorded his test drives. What you are about to hear is real.
You know what this car feels like? Driving a large washing machine. It's all wishy-washy. Why is the engine not purring?
It purrs when you give it gas. Watch this.
Yeah, I like it to purr like a kitten having its belly rubbed.
Uh-huh.
And this is more like a kitten I accidentally vacuum cleaned. You think I'm funny, yeah?
Yeah, it's funny.
Take me to a Volkswagen dealer.
Come into your local VW dealer for a joyride in a Passat or Jetta, both rated top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Right now, get a value edition Jetta for $209 a month on a 24-month lease. Driving anything else would be a Dummkopf move.
For more information about the test, visit IIHS.org. 1954 required at signing excludes taxes, license options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer expires March 31st, 2006. Call 1-800-DRIVE-VW for details.
Have a seat, Harold. You look exhausted.
I'm making 35 sales calls a day and trying to be my own administrative assistant. She's on maternity leave, you know. I'm exhausted.
I just said that.
Do you mind if I have a seat?
Harold, we're going to get you some help.
Help? You mean like seaweed? What, for lunch? I don't need help.
Help, Harold. Help. Phew, we're working with Ronstadt.
I am working nonstop.
Ronstadt, Harold. We're working with Ronstadt.
Help.
And you're getting a top-notch assistant while yours is taking a break.
Break? She's not eating a sandwich. She's having a baby. She's out for 3 months.
Calling Ronstadt, Harold.
She's calling the baby Ronstadt?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
Ronstadt's kind of an odd name for a child.
But a great name for a company.
Whether you need an administrative assistant or an entire team, listening's how we deliver the best job, boss, and company fit. For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people.
Does the Washington real estate market have you confused? Is it going up or going down? Was there a bubble or not? If you're thinking of buying or selling, you've probably got questions. Or maybe you're just curious about how much your house is worth. Find the answers in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. 2 days packed with information about the current market. This Saturday, in the real estate section, read article after article on finding the right mortgage, whether to buy or rent, how to sell your home, and other advice you'll need to make decisions in the local housing market now. Then Sunday, look for the annual Housing Outlook section. It's filled with information county by county, zip code by zip code, and stories about people who are buying and selling right now. From Prince George's to Prince William, from Frederick to Fairfax. All in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. So, if you are interested in the current Washington area real estate market, be sure to pick up the Post this Saturday and Sunday.
This Tuesday on A&E, the dog is back with a pack of new episodes and the biggest hunt of his life.
Been chasing him for 3 years. Hawaii's number one wanted fugitive.
The stakes are bigger.
Five counties, 50 officers, and 3,000 miles.
Batter.
Time's up. Over. Pow.
With more bite than ever.
Oh, if you think I'm nasty now, wait a week at home.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. New season starts Tuesday night at 9, 8 central, only on A&E.
This is gonna get crazy.
This week at CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, celebrate our 22nd anniversary with slam dunk savings, like a PNY 1-gig flash drive for just $29.99 or a Kodak EasyShare C360 digital camera for $129.99. You can also enter to win a trip to next year's Final Four, a Mitsubishi 52-inch DLP HD TV, and more. CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA. Offers valid March 19th through March 25th. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
1067-3FM.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad, I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. Hey, we're having some fun now, aren't we? Well, let's get right back into it. It's time for an episode of Don and Mike that I know you're all going to enjoy. Remember Jay Maynard? Remember him? A.K.A. the Tron guy. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here's this guy. Now, his name is Jay Maynard. And the name of his website is, for goodness sakes, it's www.ibiblio. Is that the main where you get into it?
Ibiblio.
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 .org.
I like that sound. Ibiblio.
.org.
Yeah.
This is a guy.
You know how we found it, actually? If you just search on Google, Jay Maynard Tron costume, it'll be your first hit.
Okay. So, this is a guy who wants to make a suit like they wore in the movie Tron.
Tron.
You know,
Tron was not that big a grossing movie. No.
It was not, Mike, but in sci-fi circles, it was groundbreaking.
Weird movie. Very strange movie.
Now, I'm going to have to just describe, and I'll show Mike the pictures as we move along in this process.
Okay.
To understand why this guy is our nerd of the year.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Jay Maynard's Tron costume. Inspiration. I saw my first masquerade at Pentagon 1.0 in April 2003. I decided it looked like fun. I wanted something like it. I idly pondered between a Tron costume in the past.
Now, I'm already confused as to what he's talking
about. He's going to a convention with other
Pentagon 1.0 is some sort of
convention.
It's not the place where people work around here.
Right. Then he writes, I saw lots of Tron costumes on the net, and I was not satisfied with any of them. The biggest deficiency was that none of them attempted to capture the green tint of the characters' outfits in the computer world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know that was added to the digital animation process.
Yeah, they were kind of glowing, weren't they?
But still, a white costume just doesn't look right. Many of them also added black for the circuit patterns, one more step away from the costumes the viewer saw in the movie. Mm. I decided I could do better, at least to my own way of thinking.
Oh, dear.
This is not a slam on those who have gone before by any means. Just an observation I could resolve what I saw as deficiencies.
So it starts with these pictures. He picked up a suit of Tron armor.
What did you do, dip it in antifreeze or something?
On eBay in 2003.
Goodbye.
And let me see. Here's some of the outer armor. Yeah, Buzz, turn that part away. I'm going to show that to Mike in a minute.
All right.
Looks like it's done with crayon.
The next move after the armor, Mike, was to get a dance skin.
Yes.
For him to wear.
Oh.
Now,
oh,
I will tell you, and really, you have to go to the web right now before we get this guy on the phone to look at these pictures. That website again is
Ibiblio.
Ibiblio.org. Or just, as Robbie said, go to Google.
That's actually fast.
Just do the Google search. The guy's name is
Jay Maynard.
Jay Maynard.
Can I see the dance skin?
You may in a moment, Mike. I made a few compromises. I wanted to be as close to the possible original as possible, but let's face it. I'm not in the same shape as either Bruce Boxleitner or Jeff Bridges, the actors who played Tom and Flynn. I'm somewhat overweight. As you see, one drawback of wearing spandex is that it does nothing to hide one's obesity. Therefore, I decided to make myself a character in the same universe, but not one of the known characters. So here now we have the front shot of this guy with no makeup, just him wearing his
Danskin that he will be wearing underneath the Tron.
It's Jack Diamond.
But wait a minute, hold on, Mike. Underneath the Tron armor. That shot is face on, like he's standing against the wall, his back to the wall.
That is highly disturbing.
But Mike, there's more. As long as he was at it, he's feeling so good, he said, take a side view
right.
of me wearing this Danskin
profile. Okay.
And I'm going to make a rugged fist with my right hand. Take a look at the next picture, Mike.
Oh, my God. This isn't a goof.
No.
This
how
is
about,
legit.
How about a profile from the left side?
Very good.
Uh-huh. All of these on the website.
Without the fist.
Yeah, no fist on the other side.
And finally, here he is from the rear. from the back. Mm-hmm. From the back view.
Hello, beautiful.
Now, this is the stuff I won't bore you with.
This is page after page.
Oh, it goes on.
Is this
on.
Page 6 of 38 pages?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
38 pages on a Tron costume.
Mike, yes. Because as you can see here, he has a picture when he started painting the circuit line. Look up here, please. Painting the circuit lines on the unitard.
Right.
Then here,
yeah, unitard is
here. He is putting little sparkles on his unitard.
I see.
Here he is making the molds for the helmet and body armor that he'll be wearing.
Right.
I won't bore you with all of this. It does seem though in every picture of this costume is he's painted this and attempted to make this. In every picture, there's no sign of human life in this home he lives in. Every picture is a coffee cup, a piece of the clothing. And a computer and a mouse. There's no sign of real life.
Must be his workroom.
Anywhere. Mike, here is the final product.
That's what I want to see, Don.
And you have to go all the way to page 28, and I will show you now. There's a series of finished pictures.
Right.
Leading up to a big finale. First, remember the Ford that I just showed you of him wearing just the Danskin.
He's detail-oriented.
Here he is now.
Too many details, really.
Same pose. Wearing his Tron suit. Now, it's not lit up yet.
Okay.
But he has drawn on all the stuff on the Danskin, and he's got his helmet on. Now, he's a fat guy.
Yes, he is.
He's a fat guy. He should have...
This can't be serious.
Mike, I swear
to
God.
But it's 38 pages. Of course he's serious.
And here, circumcised.
Mike, here he is.
Yeah.
Here he is again from the right profile.
Oh, my God.
Wearing the Tron suit.
Oh, dear. He doesn't make any real attempt to suck it in.
From the
he?
Left.
No.
From the left profile.
Wow.
And then from the back. Now,
oh,
we also have...
Hey, the back looks good.
We also have photos of him in his Tron suit, and what he's done now is he's somehow he's electrified it, and he has lights on it, and now he's plugged into the wall.
Oh, very cool.
Here he is in the exact... Maybe that's him calling now. Is it him? Tell him we'll be right with him.
Jay. Hey, I'm sorry we're running late. Don is going to call you in like 20 minutes.
Okay, that's him with the suits with the lights on it.
Excellent.
Oh, hey, that's Tron-like.
Here he,
it
here,
is,
but again,
really.
He's a big fat load. From the right, from the left.
Now, that looks like, wait a minute, is that computer-generated?
No, it is not.
No,
no, it is not.
It's
he's,
really lit up?
If you go through in this thing, he's actually told you how he's put light strips into the suit.
Well, that's, you know, he's true to the movie.
Yeah. He plugs himself into the wall. And finally...
Once again, no need to suck it in.
Finally, Mike, on the last page, on page 38, lessons learned. And now you've seen these pictures. Help me describe this guy to anybody who's by a computer.
He is right out of the basement of the science building. He's like the guy, the character from The Simpsons, who you would see. Comic book store guy. And it's hysterical. I mean, all these, the suit looks like it's out of the movie Tron, but he doesn't have the body to wear that kind of a suit.
He's rather Zoftic. He has
right.
a mustache.
Rather Zoftic is an understatement.
And he's wearing his...
From
big,
one to another.
He's gigantic glasses.
Yeah, he's got his glasses. He's got a mustache. He's balding. He's a fat guy. And it's fantastic.
It merits mentioning that between the beginning of the costume and the final reveal, he got a haircut.
Oh, that's right.
And apparently this took him months to make.
He's our swan, Rob.
Here's the final page. Lessons learned. And this is where, as you can see, Mike, right here, it's a photo of him with his lit-up Danskin Tron suit.
Fantastic.
Lessons learned. One. Fabric paint is a pain in the ass to deal with and must be applied with a heavy hand if sharp edges or lines are desired. It would have helped if I had not worn and washed my unitard before painting, as that caused the fabric to pull somewhat, making it harder to get the paint down into the fabric.
Number two, if you super glue something to a painted surface, you're not gluing to the item itself, but to the paint. I should have waited to specify 7 days for maximum chip resistance before getting a glue to the L wire.
Wow.
Number three, no matter how hard you try, the colors will never match exactly. Don't obsess about it. Do the very best you can and quit worrying. Number four, I got some slack cut because this was my first masquerade. It'll be tougher to win something next year.
Yeah.
And it was suggested while I could re-enter with this costume, doing so very many times would not be wise. Now I must come up with another idea.
Yeah, well, I'm going to encourage that when we talk to this guy.
So let's call him now.
Wow.
I hope you guys have gone to the website.
38 pages of this guy.
Here we go. Let's call him. He's ready for the call, right?
Yeah, he's expecting your call.
84. What is that I'm hearing back there? Is that traffic? Is that traffic feed?
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No problem. Tell him just to talk quieter.
I will.
Google search for Jay Maynard's Tron costume.
Hello, is this Jay?
Yes, it is.
Jay, this is Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show. It's an honor to have you on our show. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you? We're very big fans of your Tron costume.
Oh, well, that's great.
That is perhaps the most fantastic suit that I have ever seen. I find it hard to believe that that was not actually used in the movie.
Well, thank you. That's one of the best compliments I've gotten on it.
I love it. I have many uniforms and costumes myself.
Yes,
nothing,
you do.
Nothing as elaborate as this, of course.
Mm-hmm. How many hours did it take to make your costume, Jay?
I have about a week's worth of full-time effort in it.
Wow. So that would be days and days and days.
Yes.
Jay, we stumbled upon your website. I found it fascinating. I was wondering if I devoted all my time and energy over the next 48 hours, could I bang something out over the weekend? Or is it, as you, I saw at the very end, you're
tell them about your costumes, Don.
I have a...
You're a bastard.
I have, this is the truth on my child's life. I have three rubber Batman suits. From the first two Batman movies with Michael Keaton and the third with Val Kilmer. One of the cowls was actually used in the movie. I am also somewhat a Star Trek The Next Generation aficionado, and due to an assistant producer on the show and our radio show, I was able to get an actual worn on the show Starfleet uniform, which I proudly hang in my home.
What do you think of that, Jay?
Hey, I think that's great.
There you go.
It's true.
Jay, having said all of that...
Do you still have the Mork jumpsuit with that?
Not funny. That's not funny, Mike. Jay, you're going to find that... With this show, I'm the guy who likes the collectibles. I like the mysticism. Mike does not. Mike does not share our love.
No, I don't. I think. What the hell are you doing, Jay?
Hey, Mike.
Oh,
go easy
on
it.
Sorry about that, Jay. What are you doing? Come on, get a life.
Hey, I could have sat around and spent that whole week playing Unreal Tournament or.
Hold it a second. Please explain Unreal Tournament to me. What is that?
That is a first-person shooter game that people play over the net.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is consistency, ladies.
I love
gentlemen.
That game. I play
Don,
that all the time.
Don,
I bet
you
I've,
play that.
I bet I've played that. I bet I've played. Without giving your screen, do you use a real name or a screen name?
No, I don't. I'm not a gamer.
Oh, you're not because my name is Picard 5.
Okay.
I thought that I was going to be the first for Picard.
Yeah.
Turns out four other people. There's Picard 1, Picard 2, Picard 3. I am Picard 5.
I don't know.
First rule of
I don't know. Wait a minute.
All good names are taken.
I don't know whether someone's being serious or not. I'm totally confused.
Good.
Do you do that?
Do I do what?
Please, no. Jay, just give us a moment,
Jay,
will you, please?
Hold on,
please, I have a very important question.
Hold on a minute,
sure.
Jay.
Yeah.
I must know.
Mike, thanks for being the best freaking audience in the world.
No!
I don't know. No, I'm not on some dumb shoot 'em up website as Picard said.
I am sorry. I got kind of caught up in the listing of your uniform.
Okay.
There.
Listen, it's a fact, okay?
I think
also,
in a way, yes, you're yelling at your uniform.
On my right shoulder,
yes.
What is that?
That is a
my tattoo. I have a Batman tattoo.
Batman. Right, yes.
Okay?
You seem for a moment, I was confused because
I'm
you
selling
seem,
the bit.
You, see, you seem to
I'm
know.
I'm going to keep saying that to myself.
Yeah.
But no, Mike, I swear to Christ.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just goofing.
Oh, okay,
like
okay. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I thought I was going to. I'm getting a headache.
You're okay, man?
I am. I'm getting a headache
okay,
there.
Hold on.
Don, I sincerely apologize.
We're back with Jay Maynard. Jay.
Don is so excited about this costume, Jay.
Well, good.
Yeah, and now you're going to make more than one just for yourself? Would you make them for somebody else?
I don't think that I could generate, or I don't think I could build a good enough costume that I could sell for what the kind of money I'd need.
You'd be surprised. You know, I have to tell you something, Jay, even though I'm not into this type of thing, and my partner is, my radio partner is.
I live it.
I will tell you, he does
Mike,
live it.
Mike, be honest with him.
Yes.
Will you stop saying radio partner all the time?
I'm sorry, because, well, you know those bars that we've been in when I've referred to you as my partner. And
yes, and be honest. You are my partner.
All right.
You are my life partner.
I am your life partner. He is my lover, Jay.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Sure.
You're all right with that? Would you, Mike,
you'll find most gamers, most onliners, most sci-fi fans are very open to all walks of life.
Open-minded.
Is that true, Jay?
Absolutely.
Then let me ask you a question for my... For my lover here, is there a chance you could sell him a costume?
I'd have to do several more to get myself good enough.
I think we must accept the answer is no.
There's a market.
I want to say I loved the movie. Have you played the video game? Of course.
Yes, I have. Briefly.
You might. What level did you get to on Tron? You remember on the video game?
No, I don't.
You do not?
No.
Your costume is more appealing to me than action games. Number one.
Yes.
Action Comics, number one. I don't even know what that means.
You're calling him number one because that's what Jean-Luc Picard, because
that's
called
right.
Commander William Riker on Star Trek to the Next Generation.
Absolutely. Number one was from Star Trek.
Yes.
Right. Jay, are you...
Make it so.
Are you a big fan of the Star Trek TNG?
TNG I like. The rest of them I couldn't really get into.
Good man.
That is yours, isn't
good
it?
Day.
It is, Mike. And I'm a fan of the movie Tron as well. I want to say that your outfit is incredible. I hope you don't mind. We've asked our listeners to do a Google search. You're probably going to find, you're going to get like, I don't know, 20, 30, 40,000 hits today.
I think by the weekend, resistance is futile, incidentally. I think by the weekend, you will have everybody wearing these suits because you give a detailed explanation
of how you can make
of how to make.
There's a market out there.
And that's what I set out to do. That page is not just, hey, look at my costume. That page is documentation.
Now, let me ask you, Jay, I don't want to offend you here. I really don't. But let me ask you.
You're walking on very thin ice.
Jay, have you ever been referred to as a nerd?
Yes.
Not fair.
I'm sorry.
What next? Asking this man what it feels like to have a wedgie.
Note to self. Need to buy batteries for my lightsaber this evening.
Oh, go ahead and mock us, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't mean to mock you, too.
Go ahead and mock us.
I apologize. Jay, if that was a little harsh, I apologize.
No apology needed.
Jay, fellows like Mike just doesn't get it. With
so you're offended by the
like
term. Don, you seem to be very upset at the use of the word nerd. I'm sorry.
You've worked with me. You've lived with me. We are partners in every way.
I understand.
I am certainly not a nerd. Certainly not in the bedroom.
How about... No, I agree. I agree. How about geek? Would that be... Isn't computer geek a term of... are you a computer geek, Jay?
I'm a computer geek and proud of it.
Proud of it.
Well,
why don't you join me for a drink at the cantina in Mos Eisley on Tatooine?
Here, twist my arm.
What do you like most about the Star Trek, the Star Wars movies?
Mainly they're good escapism that you don't have to really think about.
Jay, perhaps we can summarize it best. Do you like the mysticism?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes, and do I.
Bravo.
And of the Star Wars movies that have come out, the most recent ones, do you find the first installment or the second installment of the newer ones? Of course, I know if you're going trilogy-wise, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wonderfully researched question.
Some different order, but do you like the ones with Jar Jar Binks?
I'm not a fan of Jar Jar Binks, but I don't think he should be held underwater and drowned either.
I'm afraid that I must part company with you there. I am a huge Jar Jar Binks fan.
Jay, I must ask you, why Tron? I mean, there are better sci-fi movies out there. Why Tron? Well, you agree to that, don't you, Don?
Groundbreaking, and it's time with effects that were centuries beyond.
I was asking Jay.
The performance of Jeff Daniels as Tron, the computer programmer who gets put inside the game, and he's actually playing the game. I've seen the movie. It's incredible. They do a day glow thing. It's almost like with black light.
Well, I don't need to ask Jay. Jay, is that all true, what he said?
I'd say so. Tron was a groundbreaking movie.
There it is.
It's a groundbreaking achievement, especially when you consider that it was done by Disney.
I'm talking to twin sons of different mothers here.
I love your outfit. I love your costume.
Thank you.
Could you put a price on it, sir?
Yes, put a price on it, Jay.
Oh, geez.
Not at this point, I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. My.
You should think about that.
I must put a price on it. Put a price on it. Mike, would you put a price on it? Would you stop mocking?
I'm sorry, and Jay. I'm just having fun. You understand
me,
that.
Let me just tell Jay that I believe, Jay, I would look into the high three figures.
Oh.
Thousands? A high three
figures. Oh, 300. Sorry.
I would go as high as
$9.99. Do you think you could get that for the costume, Jay?
If you were to look at it up close and then tell me that, we'd talk.
Jay, and another question. Please to give me, if you don't mind, your current weight.
200.
200. All right. So how tall are you, Jay?
5'9". I need to lose about 30 to 40 pounds.
Jay, listen, don't worry
about
that.
30 pounds heavier.
Pretty average.
Do not worry about that. I, for one, found it refreshing.
I think you can get nearly 1,000 space dollars for this suit.
Sorry, Don. His boy, Elroy.
I know. This is serious business to you.
Listen, I'm telling you, this man has made a beautiful costume. You know, I love
the
sci-fi lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I would say to you, my friend, if anything...
Sorry to poke fun.
Tonight, go to the Olive Garden and have a fantastic meal. Take your mom. Don't listen to what Mike says about your weight.
That's a question that just arose, though. Jay, do you live with your mom?
No.
Oh, congratulations. And how long have you been out of the house?
About 25 years.
25 years. Okay. Do you have a wife?
Nope.
A girlfriend?
Nope.
Perfect.
Jay, would you say, hey, not funny.
I'm just having a little fun here.
Not funny.
All right.
Jay, would you say,
Jay, I apologize.
Jay, would you say hi to my mother? She's listening right now.
Sure. Hi, Mom.
Her name is Frances.
Oh, hi, Frances.
That's very nice.
That's Jay, what's the next big project?
What's next for you?
For Jay Maynard.
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you haven't decided? Any thoughts? Any ideas that you're knocking around in that nerd brain of yours?
I'm sorry.
Hey,
stop it.
I'll stop it. All right, Jay.
I'm not insulted.
No, I know you're not. You're a good sport.
Jay, how are you feeling about Spidey 2? Are you into Spider-Man?
A little bit. I've never been much into the comic book thing, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Jay, probably my most important question here,
mm-hmm.
And I want you to think. I want you to think hard about this one. Can you make the Kessel Run in under 6 parsecs?
No.
He likes that.
He loves that.
There you go.
You know what he's doing?
He's accepted
his
nerddom.
He's mocking.
You know what he's done?
Mocking.
He's accepted his nerddom, something that you ought to think about doing,
Brian.
So you ought to embrace it. You really
Let me just ask Jay one final question. It's a Star Wars question.
All right.
Jay, when Star Wars comes out on DVD, are you like me? Do you want the original version that we got in the theater, or do you want this pre-programmed media conglomerate version that they're going to schlep out to us?
I'll take both.
Ah.
But, Jay, if you had to choose one, I'm looking at the picture.
Come on, make a fist, Jay.
I'm looking at the picture of you and your Tron suit.
Be a man.
I know what you want. You want the original version. Am I right?
Tie me down and tickle it out of me and say I could only
yes.
pick one. It would be the original.
We tie you down and tickle it out.
Yay. Yay. Thank you, George. You
Jay, I want to talk to you when you come up with your next costume. And do you love to dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Jay Maynard.
Jay, thank you for being on our show. Your suit is fantastic.
You rock, Jay.
I'm a big fan. You're going to get a lot of hits on your website.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jay.
May the force be with you.
Make it so, Jay.
Picard out.
Good afternoon, programs, and take out the Tron.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't know it evolved that way.
You cracked me up.
You killed that. Had just that. That was multi-layered, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was multi-layered.
It was.
I thought I was going to start hemorrhaging when you went into the very detailed description of the movie Tron, which that's very good.
I've seen the film.
Oh my God! And how about Jay? Did he not? He sounded like we expected.
And a good sport,
with a little Southern accent too.
Yeah.
Little cross between the basement of the science building and Clay Aiken.
And really. You have to go to the web,
yes.
And you have to
He's
see
perfect.
The pictures.
He's perfect.
Do the Google search, Jay Maynard Tron costume.
Yep.
You're going to get it. It's 38 pages. You will want to print it out. You will want to take it with you all weekend.
Here's the most important thing about Jay. This is why Jay is a happy man.
Uh-huh.
Jay has accepted his nerddom.
Yes.
He has completely embraced
it. He's not embraced it. He's eaten it. He's digested
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It is a fabric of him. In every way.
And the one thing I didn't say, is looking at these pictures before we talked to him,
yeah.
What do you think, still a virgin?
I think so. Here's the other thing that I think.
Uh-huh.
If that's 200 pounds,
uh-huh.
Then hi, my name's Clay Aiken. How you doing?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
If that's 200 pounds, oh. I got news for you. I'm Ryan Seacrest. Okay?
Oh, my God.
He weighs 200 pounds on mercury.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show, 3FM.
Eastbound on the Suitland Parkway, leaving the District prior to Alabama Avenue, right lane's blocked. And if you're on the southbound side of 95, it's still back with Fullerton off and on to Triangle. Log on to Masters.org, the tournament's official website for real-time scoring, live Masters radio and video, golf course description, and player statistics. Masters.org, real-time, anytime. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Dunn and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Make sure you tune in Monday for a big announcement.
You mean we can't tell everyone?
Not yet, but I'll whisper it to Kat.
That's hot.
Tune in Monday.
Listen Monday.
The Junkies, mornings on 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
This Power Hour of WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Dave and Buster's.
It's the universal question that sometimes sounds selfish, but always makes sense. What's in it for me? A fair question. So what is in it for you to come to Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers? The same thing that's in here for every one of our customers. Somewhere in the city, there is the best diamond for the money, whether it's $1,000 or 100 times that. Our customers search for that diamond, just like you do. They find it here, at the place with the most diamonds and the most diamond for the money in this town. Over 8,000 carats of diamonds, over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. All at our importer's price. About half. And if it's diamond jewelry, it's us also. We showcase 50 of the world's finest designers. And that's what's in it for you. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. In Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
Right here. Right there. What is Nissan Now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z, it's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine, it's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan, Nissan's 305 horsepower full-size pickup, this is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor!
As a holdup.
Bank robbery.
You the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, you know about this hostage situation. I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics are saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
You ever rob a bank before?
No.
You're lying to me. Inside Man delivers the goods. A captivating cat and mouse game, perfectly played. This is what makes you want to go to the movies.
They bugged us. Keep your men back.
Inside Man has a powerful script, a magnificent cast. It's a winner on all levels. Spike Lee's direction is right on. Just when you think you figured it out. it out. You haven't.
Let me take this. There are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
Being ahead of a small company is everything from fixing the fax machine to making a deal with a large retailer that's going to buy lots of your product.
Julie Tucker and Jennifer Elias, founders Smarts Co. Games.
There would be times when Julie would just go out in her truck and take games over to this little store and help them out and help us out. It was never any questions asked. She would just go and do it.
I'm so generous. Christmas is a very important season for us, and we need to pay our printers before we get paid by our customers. So we have a cash flow shortage, and getting a line of credit to help with that cash flow from American Express has been instrumental in allowing us to grow our business.
Open Arms. It's how small business owners approach their customers and how American Express raised Jen and Julie's credit line overnight during peak season. To see how American Express can serve your business, visit open.com or call 800-NOW-OPEN. Not all card members qualify for an increase. Terms and conditions apply.
The 5th Annual Naval IT Day is almost here. March 30th at the Sheridan Premier in Tyson's Corner. Brought to you by FC Innova. This year's theme is exploiting the network to empower the warfighter. How do we accelerate ForceNet? Come hear keynotes from the Secretary of the Navy, the VCNO, the Fleet Forces Commander and the 2nd Fleet Commander, the N8, the PEOC-4I, and many others. Plus, a very special parallel program for small businesses. Naval IT Day sponsors include Accenture, Booz Allen Hamilton, Cisco Systems, Micromuse, Oracle, SAP, Bearing Point, CSC, EDS, General Dynamics, IBM, Mantech International, Nortel Government Solutions, STG, and Teradata Government Systems. To register for Naval IT Day, visit www.fcinova.org and use coupon code 2310 or call 703-549-6911.
Hey, dial-up users, here's a question for you. How much are you paying for that dial-up anyway?
My dial-up? I think it's $15.95 a month.
$21.95 a month.
I don't know. Probably too much. Why?
Because you can get high-speed Verizon Online DSL with connection speeds of 768 kilobits per second for just $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year.
That's about what I'm paying for my slow dial-up.
Yep, and you can do so much more, like connect to the net with the click of a mouse, talk on the phone and surf the web at the same time on the same phone line, download files faster than it takes you to say, better value. Just call 1-800-PICK-DSL to sign up for Verizon Online DSL for as low as $14.95 a month. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. And here's another question for you. What are you waiting for? Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1-year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas.
Members of the press, freeway traffic is worse than ever. The carpool lane is clearly not enough. What this city needs is the Sedona lane. A lane for the exclusive use of the Kia Sedona minivan, a real high-occupancy vehicle with 7 comfortable seats, V6 power, a 5-star crash safety rating in all 4 categories, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty program. The Sedona lane for the Kia Sedona. Mr. Mayor, history is watching.
Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back, including $500 owner loyalty bonus for qualified buyers on the 05 Kia Sedona. Visit your local neighborhood Kia retailers. MSRP for base model is $21,620, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license options, and retailer charges. Retailer sets actual price. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Amounts vary from $4,250 to $5,000 based on model selected. Loyalty bonus available to current Kia owners who purchase in the Sedona. Government star ratings are part of NHTSA's new car assessment program. Must take delivery from retail stock by 3/30/106. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
FM Midday. Peter Rosenberg.
Will you respond to my question, not your made-up question?
Bill O'Reilly.
If we don't get it, we're gonna get it.
And Ben Jillette.
My brain is spinning.
That's the new Midday lineup on 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Do I look any different?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Should, because I am playing Hercules.
Hey!
They want me. They want me.
Congrats.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me.
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, f***ing insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this dreary cold. Was the second day of spring or something like that? Far from it, my friends. Anyway, getting back into the best of Don and Mike. Oh, hey, don't forget, for all things Don and Mike goings-on, go to donandmikewebsite.com. You can go to the store and buy stuff, or you can click on links. It'll take you all over the universe on the World Wide Web. Now, getting back into the best of Don and Mike, I believe this is back. Let me just ask you, are you on the list? To date, we have about 49 people on the Bad Caller Registry, and I believe this is back when it was first brought on board. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Before we talk about the Tron guy, his name is
Jay Maynard.
Here's Doug on the line with news about the Tron website guy. Doug!
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, actually, not really news, but to shamelessly beg, because I called last Friday, handed you guys this journal site, and then I sat there and listened to seven of the worst phone scan guys ever, and I didn't even get a prize.
Hold on a second. What journal thing? What are you talking about?
The livejournal.com for Jay Maynard, where the thing you're about to read about.
Oh, is this where you got this from, Buzz? His livejournal.com?
I got it from a link this morning. I'm not even sure the website it came from. I could double check.
Yeah, I gave it to you guys last Friday on the
Hold on. So you're disgruntled.
No, not at all.
You wanted a prize.
I'm begging, because I've been trying to get the Sopranos prize pack for weeks now, and I haven't been able to.
The Sopranos prize pack? Let me even see. I've got it.
Hold on. I figured, you know, you're getting a couple of days of good radio out of this, right?
You know what you should do, sir?
What's that?
Is try harder.
it seems to me, not that I don't want to split hairs here, and I'm all for rewarding anything that ends up on the show. But,
yeah, absolutely.
But this whole thing with this guy, it's not like you called us up and said, hey, there's a guy with a crazy Tron suit, right?
That's true.
We had already discovered.
We'd already brought it up when you went to the website. Yeah, right? I did get today's from LiveJournal, but through another link.
Listen, I'm sorry.
But this man's not responsible for you getting
that. No. Right, no prize for you.
I just can't win.
Yeah, right.
I think you were trying to hoodwink us there.
Just
Hey, right. Can I play you some of what Virginia Beach was just playing you guys, the two shows at the same time? I taped it.
You know what, that thing we were talking about today?
He's trying so
hard. We're
going
to have to do that. We're going to have to do that. We're going to, not right now. Well, maybe right now. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I was talking with Rob today just about all things life. And at one point, the topic of callers on this show came up.
Right.
And I said to Rob, you know, I think it would be great. We got a guy on the phone we just don't know what to do with. That, you know, after a while, you do the show for so long. I mean, what can we do? We can insult the guy. We can scream at the guy.
Sure.
The guy can scream at us.
We've done that
a million times. We had the PTAA.
Right.
That didn't work. We're not going to argue with the guy. But I think what we need to do, just to make sure that a guy like this doesn't call us again,
right,
is start to registering these guys. We've got to start, you know, like you would register.
Have a register.
Like
a prize offender registry.
Like you would register a sex offender.
Right.
And this guy's going to have to put a sign in his front yard.
That he's not allowed to call anymore.
That's right. So, Rob.
Are we going to start the registry today?
Well, yeah, we were going to wait until. I told Rob I'd like
no need to wait.
For
a great idea like that, why wait?
Have Dude Walker cut some, you know, Don and Mike listener profile. But we can do it without that. We'll start with you.
Congratulations, you're being profiled.
What is your first name?
My first name is Doug.
Doug, where Doug. Are you? What city do you listen to the show in?
Virginia Beach. Yeah.
Let's see. Are you married?
I am indeed.
Children's?
One.
Just one.
And you want the Sopranos prize pack?
Yes.
Anything you'd like to say in your behalf before you're put on the list?
I guess I was trying too hard. I apologize for that. But, I mean, you had that guy with that horrible Barbra Streisand impression that you had to cut
Doug,
out.
What's your last initial? What's your last initial?
M.
Doug M. And, Rob, you got the phone number there in your area code 757? We got it. You got it. Again, not. Don't even mention that to like threaten you with
no,
retribution.
Not at all.
It's simply now you're going to go into our database as one of our
Doug M from Virginia Beach,
one of our special callers.
Will not be allowed on any longer.
Congratulations.
Well, at least I was honest about it. Right?
You're in the brand new.
You're very honest. You've been very cooperative.
You're in the brand new Don and Mike Special Listeners Club,
and I can say profiled. I was the first.
Yes, Robbie, he has been profiled. We don't invite you to call back, but should you ever feel the need, you are profiled listener 000-00-0001.
So if you ever call in, and it really you shouldn't.
Yeah,
but
it could happen at any moment. You know, we'll be starting a conversation with somebody who's excuse me, guys, that's Doug M. from Virginia Beach.
Right. Or,
he's on the list.
Or hopefully people will just start to recognize callers by
their voice.
Oh, that's 000-00-001.
Yeah, but of course, with our identity situation here, you know, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Mike, we're going to have to limit ourselves as well. This is why I need the time to plan this. We cannot fill up the entire book in one day.
Oh, yeah, we can.
No, I mean, I know.
I think Rob gave us enough zeros.
I know we could.
Hey, all being right. As this is the last time I will be on the show, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
There you go.
All right.
That would be it for Doug M. of Virginia Beach,
yes.
our inaugural listener on the list.
Yes.
You are a registered Don and Mike listener.
For whining
we'll have
for
to prizes. Come up with a name for it. There should be something.
I'm all for that. Again, this is not even really a four-air idea. It's just something that we just toss around.
The band list.
Okay, well, that could be BAND, mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily banned. They're like sex offenders, Mike. We're allowing them to go out and participate in society, but the thing is, when they call, if they were to call, they have to be identified. There has to be a scarlet letter.
Right.
Instead of registered, how about registrard?
The registrard. He's on the registrard.
The registrard.
One of the
list.
Registrards.
And really, speaking of tards, the person that's going to be in charge of this probably will be Joe.
No!
When someone's calling in,
right.
Joe will have to call
I'm
up.
I'm pretty sure you're on the list.
Right. I think Joe's
name, don't wear it out. And it's Monday, and
Joe
we haven't seen Joe.
I have. Oh, no.
Hello?
Joe.
It's fine.
Hey, talking your British accent.
No.
Okay.
What's your lobster's name?
Good day.
What's your lobster's name?
Oh, fuck.
So it's Monday.
Joe, the registry, what do you think?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with that guy. He would not go away, so I just...
No problem. Just write down 000-00-001.
Okay, well,
I got it. Okay, what is it?
Here's the deal, because they still are able to go. But he's on the unwelcome list. Kind of the way we do it in the restaurant business. You're not welcome here anymore.
Would that be the equivalent of you at the
Hank's Look Around Cafe?
Right, at O'Mara's. Would that be the equivalent of you getting a check from somebody that bounced and you put it up on the bar and as if to let everybody know no more checks accepted by.
Yeah, but it's exactly the same way because you don't know when the person, because it's a public thing, you don't know when the person's going to come ambling back in, and you rely on people like Joe to let us know that he's no longer welcome here.
Okay.
Right. It's very, and it has a nice ring to it. It's a very gentle ring to it, the unwelcomed list.
In my mind, you'll always be registered. You'll be a registered offender.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very good.
All right. A registered
and like you'll
radio
be talking
offender.
To a guy, and just say Joe comes running in here and says, he's on the unwelcome list.
That's you're out. Okay, see? Oh, he's gone.
And you know what's nice?
Oh, hold on. Joe. Bye, Joe.
Oh, wait.
What?
He would actually be 0000014 on my list, because I already have...
Joe.
Oh, Jesus
Joe.
Christ.
Joe, just leave it to us. We're starting our own list.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Aye. That's what I like to hear.
And Joe could come in and say to you... Don, are you talking to, what was that guy's name? M?
Doug M.
Doug M. from Virginia. Don, Doug M. is no longer welcome here. He's on the unwelcome list. And then you can say to him, you're no longer welcome here.
So Joe's like your lieutenant.
There you go.
Your first line of defense.
So the guy was calling about the Tron thing. The Tron guy that we had on the
Jay
show.
Jay Maynard.
Friday, Jay Maynard. Well, if you go to his website, apparently the guy got 70,000 hits.
Yeah, I'm sure.
After he was on the show. And let's see, it's on being an internet phenomenon. When I created my Tron costume, I was only setting out to have fun. Blah, 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 blah. And then here we go. I get requests for interviews. First from Stuff Magazine. Then the host of Czar Radio, a program on a college radio station. Then the Don and Mike radio show, syndicated from Washington, D.C. I even got a contact from a TV show wanting a demo tape. I'm not sure if I'll do that one or if I'll be accepted. If it is, and if I do it, you can bet your ass I'll post it here. I was naturally suspicious of Don and Mike's motives, but even so, the attention was flattering.
Yeah.
The interview with Czar Radio Thursday night went well. We talked about how I'd gotten the idea, how I'd made the costume. Oh, and if you don't know who we're talking about, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You really have to listen to the show every day.
You have to listen every day because this was a big chunk of the show.
We don't have time to recap who this guy is. I'm sorry, he's the guy that was on the show. He's on the internet.
That's right.
I'd like to give the address, but
thank you, Bob.
You had to be here on Friday. Let's see. We talked about the idea. This was the interview he did the day before us.
Right.
We talked about how I'd gotten the idea, how I'd made the costume, and the reactions I'd gotten for 30 minutes. They didn't get snarky, S-N-A-R-K-Y. They didn't get snarky with me at all, which was a bit of a surprise for a college radio show, but I'll take it. I flew back Friday. The interview with Don and Mike was scheduled for 3:10 Friday afternoon, and my flight arrived in Minneapolis at 2. This led to a bit of scrambling, but I made it. Then sat around for about 20 minutes past the scheduled start time until they called me. I've since gotten an MP3 of the show as broadcast. They were slamming me big time before and after. And I caught one comment from Don later in the show where he read my comment about accuracy and the cup issue and got a good laugh out of it. But the actual interview went pretty well from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to get me flustered or upset. And I refused.
Good.
I decided before ever agreeing to the interview, I would calmly give them straight answers to whatever they asked.
That's good.
And I'm not sure that they were ready for that.
That is a good technique.
It is a good tactic.
It was an interesting time. My 15 minutes of fame aren't up yet, especially if the TV appearance goes forward. I've come to the conclusion, though, that whether or not I intended it, I am an internet phenomenon. I'm on the tiger. I might as well grab his ears and enjoy the ride.
There you go, Jay Maynard.
Mm-hmm. Would I do it again, knowing what I do? Yes. Would I post it to /dot
Hell no.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what Slashdot is.
Well, is that the person that like got him out there?
Website he originally appeared on, I think.
There you go.
Wow.
That's your J. Maynard Tron guy
and
update.
And sounds like he's even more out of control now than he was before.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on Free FM.
It's a slow ride in Virginia, south on 95 as you head to Springfield. Those delays take you into Newington, off and on into Triangle. Buy or sell a home could be the biggest financial transaction in your lifetime. Why trust your investment to anyone other than an experienced RE/MAX agent? Find your RE/MAX agent at RE/MAX.com. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 FreeFM.com.
With the new HD radio system, I now have virtual CD quality, says Russell from Seattle. Daniel from New Jersey bought an HD radio from Crutchfield. He says,
your ability to show relevant information left me speechless.
Visit HDradio.com and Crutchfield.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot, Comedy Spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Peter. I'm calling from Sedona.
Hey, it's my favorite director. How's my movie coming, babe?
Yeah, about that. I think the cast and I are going to need another week at this little hotel.
Can you do my lower back? It's been really tense.
Well, another week? What for?
Well, we were shooting the action sequence yesterday, and our effects guy accidentally blew up the camera dolly. So we got to ship a new one out from L.A.
This mud bath's not going to dry out my face, is it? I can't get dehydrated.
What's that?
Anyway, the thing's so huge it has to ship ground. I'm pretty sure it's going to take a while.
Hey, don't worry. I'll ship it out UPS ground today.
Great. So we'll just go ahead and book the rooms for another week.
Oh, no. I said UPS ground. Those guys are faster than ever. You'll get your camera dolly before you know it. You can finish the shoot. Be back here in no time.
So we don't get to keep staying here?
Of course not. You know what that hotel is costing us?
Go ahead and cancel the seaweed wrap.
Seaweed wrap, what, babe?
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at UPS.com/fast.
At this party, a man orders a beer that's bold in taste because it's made with only select ingredients.
At this very same party, a woman across the room orders a beer that finishes clean because it's brewed longer.
Exactly what do these two people have in common?
They're both drinking Budweiser Select.
Bold taste and a clean finish.
When it all comes together,
it's a beautiful thing. Budweiser Select. You know, some beers have a full taste, but are too filling. Some beers are easy to drink, but don't satisfy. Now, there's Budweiser Select. Made from only the finest hand-picked American and Bavarian hops for a bold taste. And brewed longer, so it finishes clean. Why compromise when you can have it all? With Budweiser Select, it all comes together. Expect everything. Budweiser Select Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna
get her nuts.
Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want to close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi,
fish is raw. You trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C section of the penile code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present.
You got one of them toilets where it shoots cold water up?
Larry the Cable Guy.
It's the Tower Insider Tuesdays report, spotlighting new CDs at $9.99 and DVDs at only $16.99. You won't find prices this low and this kind of selection anywhere. Now here's your host, a big dreamer with limited high school drama club experience.
Thank you. Insider Tuesday's release of this week, a new album from the artist now and again known as Prince, only $9.99. Not into Prince? How about Ben Harper, Teddy Geiger, and more? Only $9.99. So on DVD at $16.99, there's the unrated version of Derailed, featuring friend star Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen. Oh, he should have totally been the new James Bond. And then there's the hilarious animated movie Chicken Little, the story of a chicken who gets hit on the head with an acorn and thinks the sky is falling. This has been the Tower Insider Tuesday's Report, giving you the hottest music titles at $9.99 and DVDs at $16.99. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records and Tower.com. Life played loud.
The opinions expressed here do not reflect the opinions of Tower Records, Inc. Merely those of a guy who once played the third tree from the left in a high school drama production. Hello?
When I walked into Jared, I felt immediately comfortable and at home. Every single person cares about what you come in there for.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer, Ryan Mormon.
I went in that I was overlooking at some watches. The watch specialist, very knowledgeable, telling me stories about all the different watchmakers and just sharing his personal knowledge and obviously his passion for watches.
Jared has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
They're absolutely amazing, and they have gotten a customer for life.
If you're looking for a more extensive selection of fine Swiss timepieces, come to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry to see the new Tag Heuer Carrera collection, the high-tech ceramic Rado, the classic Movado Museum collection, and the amazing Tissot T touchscreen watch, all at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
I've always been a Wawa coffee lover, but nothing's affected me like Wawa's new coffee cup and their Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes. With the Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes, if you're holding a Wawa coffee in the new Wawa coffee cup when the Wawa cup crew spots you, you could win a chance at $1 million. That's $1 million, which I'm going for full throttle. So to increase my odds for Wawa's cup crew to catch me, I'm drinking my favorite Wawa coffee in the new Wawa cup nonstop. That's lots of fresh coffee to drink. And holding a cup all day isn't easy, like when showering or playing guitar. But on the other hand, no pun intended, I drink my favorite coffee constantly. I'm more productive, and I kick out a mean hip-hop rap at social occasions. Besides, it's easy money, sort of. I simply wait for the Wawa cup crew and drink delicious Wawa coffee in the new cup and walk around. Okay, I run really, really, really fast, but you don't win standing still, do you? At Wawa.com, you'll get all the details and learn about other great prizes, which makes it even more worthwhile to grab a new cup with fresh coffee. So I'm hooked, and $1 million, well, that's what I dream about. Okay, I would if I slept.
The Wawa Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Details in store or at Wawa.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. Ends April 9th, 2006.
At Volkswagen, we sent our top German engineer, Wolfgang, into other dealerships and secretly recorded his test drives. What you are about to hear is real.
Are you sure this car isn't broken?
No, I'm positive. It's a good car.
Where's the room at?
Because also it's on, the gas is on E.
Oh.
So that's why it's not giving the full extent.
Something else is on empty. It's my satisfaction. Take me to a Volkswagen dealer right now.
Come into your local VW dealer for a joyride in a Passat or Jetta, both rated top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Right now, get a value edition Jetta for $209 a month on a 24-month lease. Driving anything else would be a Dummkopf move.
For more information about the test, visit IIHS.org. 1954 required at signing. Excludes taxes, license options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer expires March 31st, 2006. Call 1-800-DRIVE-VW for details.
Visit your favorite Washington area Volkswagen dealer and take a joyride today.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My name is Janet Dominguez, and I am a stylist at Hair Cuttery in St. John, Indiana. I think our customers look at our salon as a salon. They don't look at us as a fast haircutting place. I wouldn't even know what to call those type of haircut places, actually. They're on a time limit for cutting your hair. I think there's a really big difference in attitude between somebody who's just cutting hair for a job and somebody who's cutting hair because they have a passion for it.
I'm Dennis Ratner. I started Hair Cuttery, and we wouldn't give a haircut any other way.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
The Don and Mike Show. WQ.
and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Just keep laughing.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Yeah.
The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike coming to you on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with ya. Well, this is going to be a good segment for all of you out there. As you know, I'm the one who answers your calls, and I'm the one who hangs up on you most of the time. It's not all my fault, but in this segment, Don and Mike have a little bit of fun at my expense. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here he comes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Joe Ardinger.
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Mike.
Now, Joe.
I don't have the movies today because I was watching them all weekend.
You ass.
I know. I had them. The one we're going to watch is sitting right on the kitchen counter.
All right, tomorrow then.
Very good.
Thank you. Was that your British accent?
Very good.
All right. Do Joe doing jokes. I know that you walked in and you've heard us doing. Someone jacked the car.
Hey, Mike, sorry you're out of iced tea. I thought you had one left.
He does me doing him, which is good. That's
you know, compliment. Joe had a big weekend. He spent it with, unofficially, his future mother-in-law.
Really? You were with Tracy's mom?
That's the first time you had a chance to meet the prospective in-law?
Like that, I got to meet Tracy's mom. She's a real nice lady.
Tracy's mom's got it going on.
And what'd she think about you, Joe?
She liked me, Don.
Oh, that's really? Good. So it was successful.
Yeah.
Nobody jacked the bill or anything like that at lunch?
No. We paid the bill.
Oh, good for you. Where is she from? Where is she from?
She's from Kentucky.
Kentucky, the bluegrass?
Well, originally from around here, but she retired out to Kentucky, sort of.
She know you're the world's oldest phone screener?
I didn't bring that up. Does she know that you're a big fan of Kentucky bluegrass? No, I don't think about that up either, Mike.
In the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, the Derby happens.
There
you go. The run for the run.
Joe. I'm Joe. How you doing?
Good to see you. Somebody jacked the winning horse.
And the good news is Tracy's mom, I've got some critters.
Oh, critters on the seat. Critters on the wall.
There we are. So you met now. Did you refer to her as your future mother-in-law? Did I hear you say that?
Well, I tossed that around with Rob. I mean, nothing's official yet, but right. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, Joe meet my mom, mom meet Joe.
That's a big event.
Yeah.
And her mom, the reaction was nothing like that. She liked you.
She liked me. We had a great weekend.
Were you dressed like you're always dressed?
That's right.
Was your hair like it always is?
Sure was, Don.
Did you have any beers around, Mom?
Of course.
Really? How many?
How about your stage 3 pharmaceuticals?
You didn't drink more than a 6-pack around Mom, did you?
No.
That at one time?
Right.
Okay.
Did Mom drink?
Saturday, yes.
What'd she drink?
A Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
Heffenreffer?
Hefeweizen,
yeah.
The wheat beer.
Oh. And a Manhattan iced tea and some wine.
Wow, she must have been bomb. Hey, Mom, are you bomb?
Did you get a chance to cook for her? Yes, I did. Mike cooked for her yesterday.
What'd you make?
Steak. Mike, steak and shrimp.
You know what it is?
Corn on the cob.
It's a variation. The Joe voice that we mimic, that he's now mimicking,
right.
It's a combination of Joe and a little bit of Garth from Wayne's World.
Yeah, absolutely,
just,
sure.
Just a little bit.
If you're going to spew into this,
it's Joe Ardinger.
But Joe really talks like that.
Gretzky shoots, denied.
Game on. So how did it end with your future mother-in-law? You met your girlfriend's mom. Oh, did you stay together? I mean, did she stay at your guy's?
No, she was she's in town for a conference this week, so she was at a hotel.
Best kind of house guest.
Mm-hmm. At a hotel.
Hotels.
Do you have a 3-way?
Hey.
Just ask him.
Hey.
So when she left to go to the hotel, What did Tracy say? Because I know it's always an important step, meeting the parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Meet the parents.
Meet the parents.
I'll
be watching you, studying your every move.
I will take you down to Chinatown.
Jack, I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
What did Tracy say after her mom left? Because that's where you get the honest, when a girl will say to you, oh, you did great, or you didn't do, or, you know, my mom really likes you.
Or pack your suitcase, you abysmal bastard.
I'm so happy it went so well. What did Tracy say?
She said it did good. Said, what did you think? I said, I liked her. Said, that's good. She liked you too, Joe.
Were there any moments, Joe, during the weekend where you just feel like you wowed mom, where you were really proud of either doing or saying something that really, something where you overachieved?
Of course not.
No, I think the fact that he was there.
Sure, that he showed up.
That's an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
See, Tracy, I'm there for you.
So every time you saw her, it was like out, right? Did she come over to the place?
Yeah, we had her over last night.
Oh, you did? Okay, that's when you made steak.
Of course.
Yeah.
Steak and shrimp.
No, I went to the 7-Eleven and made steak, and we ate in the parking lot.
All right, Joe.
Is that a joke? No, I'm kidding, Joe. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Don't forget the movie tomorrow.
I will not.
Okay.
And boy, do we have some good stuff coming up in that genre.
Very good.
Thanks, Joe.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye,
it's a good 7-Eleven joke. Somebody jacked the punchline.
He's great. Isn't he great?
Most people wouldn't make that funny, but Joe knows how to tell a joke.
Joe. He does. Joe!
Forget it, I'll explain it later.
Went to 7-Eleven to make steak. What?
Someday we'll be at his level.
I suppose.
Can you imagine that phone call? That phone call about midnight Saturday night. Hampton Inn, room 227, please. Hold on a moment. Hello? Mom?
What are you doing?
But, Mom, he really treats me nice. He really
Leave that home now.
He really treats me nice.
Fly like the wind, girl.
Fly like the wind, girl.
And all of a sudden, I turn into Jiminy Glick.
Fly like the wind, girl. Oh, God. Do we have that tape of DJ Scott Shannon? Are you working on that, Rob? Remember on Friday's episode, maybe someday last week, I told you that this a guy who, I've mentioned his name on the show before, DJ Scott Shannon,
right?
Guy that I worked with for a long time. We got that thing?
No, John is home. I went and I looked. I couldn't find it on ABC Radio. I searched.
So they debuted that network today?
Yeah, they did.
And it's all Shannon all the time?
It is, and he's playing his favorite songs.
Did you get a chance to listen to it?
Yes, I did.
And how is it?
It is awful. It is awful. But it is so Scott Shannon
right.
that I find I can't take myself away from the feed.
Of course.
I understand that everyone who hears it smiles except for Shannon, who can't smile.
Oh. And here's the thing. This guy, and we're going to play the tape. This was one of my mentors in radio.
Yeah. Right.
When was the last time you saw him physically?
In New York a couple of years ago.
I mean, you had commented he is not a stranger to the occasional nip and tuck.
More than that.
Really?
More than that. Go to this website, plj.com.
Right.
He's the morning guy,
Hello.
Scott and Todd,
mm-hmm.
and there are a bunch of pictures there of Scott Shannon, who is maybe 65,
right,
and has had his face pulled so far back, and has had so many Botox injections, and has had so many chin implants, that it is impossible for him to make a facial tick. I mean, he doesn't smile.
Right.
Yeah, Mike, you see how you're holding your face back? Would you freeze your face real tight? Like
right,
that?
Right.
You think, I am smiling. You know, but you can't. You can't tell. You got to see the pictures.
Wow.
Are you going to pull them up here,
yeah,
Rob? Anyway, this guy who, you know, even though I'm, you wouldn't think that I'm friends with this guy the way I'm
right,
talking about
right.
him, but I am, and it's okay with him.
Sure.
That I discuss.
It's all fun.
I discuss him like this.
Right.
He has this, God, you know, I bet I know a site where we could pull up, maybe during the commercial,
right?
We'll go find a site where we can pull up this guy's website to hear this new radio format that he's put on the air. I was talking to Rob about this over the weekend. There are always so many great Scott Shannon stories, and there were a couple I thought of that I haven't told you yet. There's the great one where he's taking me down to Charlotte. This is like 1980 to go to the
right.
Robert Murphy in the Morning, the pig roast in Charlotte. We get to the airport. You've heard this one before.
Right.
That the plane. Oh, hold on. Mike, come over and look at the picture of him. Look at the picture of DJ Scott Stratton. Look at all of the work he's had done to his face.
Say like a couple of trips to the tanning salon,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, look at that one in the upper left-hand corner. Oh,
yeah, there it is.
I am the devil.
Look at my face.
I am the devil.
Scott and Todd are now heard Saturday morning. It's the big show with Scott and Todd.
Has he always had an oversized head?
Yeah, except he used to have longer hair, so he would be able to hide the fact.
Oh, my God. It looks like Roy Horn.
Well, there's a lot of airbrushing.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of face chiseling going on. In a lot of ways, this guy has transformed his face into almost Bruce Jenner-like. You know how you know how Bruce Jenner had that almost Michael Jackson animal look to his face? You know how Michael Jackson has changed his features so much? Same with Bruce Jenner. Same with Scott Shannon.
Is that his partner, Todd?
That's Todd.
When did he get blonde hair?
Mike, the same time Super Shan did. They all have. Okay. So you've seen the picture. I'll get a tape of this. If not today, maybe tomorrow I'll get it. Hey, it's Nelly Furtado hanging with Scott and Todd.
His face can't move.
So
it's the same.
That's funny.
Anyway, the guy is just, even on busting his balls, 25 years ago, the guy hired me and said, do whatever you want.
He was good to you.
He was the only program director I ever worked for that said, I don't care if it's funny, if it's not funny.
Yeah, I remember when you were working at that radio station.
He said, just do it. You know, I'll never get mad at you for doing so. For trying something, just do it. So there's so many great Shannon stories. There's the one about the airport where we left the car running in front of the airport.
Right.
Where he left the keys inside. We were going to be late for the plane. There's the one where he was on the radio doing my show one night and they had the microphone keyed the wrong way.
And he was saying stuff about you?
Yeah, he said, I can do this effort show better than Geronimo can any night. I'm in here having fun. He complains all the time. I can do this effing show. And then, he finds out that this has been on the air. So he got on the radio and goes, WPGC, apparently we've had some CB interference. There was a time he left his car outside. The RX-7. Remember the Mazda RX-7? I got one and he got one.
Uh-huh.
And it was pouring rain outside.
Right.
Somebody comes in and says, hey, Shan, you left your sunroof open. Now, he was so concerned with being cool.
Right.
He said, I know. And they said, but your car is getting soaked inside. I did it on purpose. The interior was very musty, had stains. I knew it would rain. It will soak out. I did it on purpose. This is a guy's whole rap. Everything is summed up in a catchphrase. He called me, Robbie, like a year ago, something like this. The last time I chatted with him at length on the phone, he called me with a bit of radio gossip, and he says, hello, Juan? I go, yeah. And he goes, get a pencil. So whatever it is that he's telling me, I write it down, whatever this gossip is.
So when he's got a real juicy tip, he says, get a pencil.
Get a pencil. So he tells me whatever the gossip is, and then he'll say, you can thank me later.
That's him.
Click. All right, so he's got this radio network going, and I was reminded today, talking with Rob about this guy, two great Scott Shannons, the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy at WPGC back when I worked at the station back in the day, a guy named Waylon Richards.
Okay, I remember that guy.
So there's a party. Somebody's building a
little
deck.
Guy, right?
Yeah, somebody's building a deck on the back of their house. One of the DJs.
All right.
This is back when radio stations had camaraderie, and it was a party to help this guy build the deck on his house, and all the DJs go to the house, and the guy gets drunk. Well, this one disc jockey, Waylon Richards, was walking around without shoes on and actually walked onto a piece of wood that had a nail sticking up through it.
Ooh.
And the nail went right through the guy's foot.
Oh,
The Passion of the Christ.
That'll leave a mark.
So they took him to the hospital. They found out he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing Shannon says is, well, I'm going to have to change his name now. And everything, what are you talking about? He says, his name is now Nalon Richards. So this guy said, I'm not changing my name. Shannon finally said, three times an hour, you will be known as Waylon Nalon Richards. Now, the guy never addressed on the fact why everybody called him Nalon. all of the other DJs, and this is back when, you know, the 25 years ago, Top 40 was hard to really say anything over the intro of a record. I had talked about the fact that the guy stepped on a nail at Dave Fox's house.
Right.
Dave Fox had talked about the midday guy. The morning guys, Elliot Woodside, had talked. This guy would come on at 10 o'clock, and three times an hour, he'd just go, WPGC, Waylon, Nalen Richards.
And he was like, he hated it.
He hated it. Yeah. And every time that Shannon would see this guy, after a while, it was almost like the chief thing.
Right.
After everybody had forgotten about it, he would, we'd be at a meeting or something, go, so what we need to do is tighten up, everybody have fun, and I want to say, Waylon, I was listening last night, you nailed it. And then the guy would just put his hands down in his face like, but that's not the best. So he gets fired. This guy, the program director that has given me the most leverage ever, gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
He gets fired. He gets backstabbed by this guy, Steve Kingston, and he's out of radio for a while, and he ends up in Tampa Bay where he took over a failing radio station and started the morning zoo thing.
Right.
So one night he's down in Tampa. He's at Q105, and they're a nothing station. He's taking this job because it's the only job he can get.
Right.
And he calls me up from his office, 10 o'clock. He's the program director. He says, hey, Juan, I want you to listen to this break and tell me what you think. Now, this is before cell phones. This is, you know, so the guy just sitting at his desk at 10 right. o'clock at night. I just got done with my DJ show, and he holds the phone up by the radio. And I'm listening to, you know, over the telephone here, mm-hmm. Q105. Blah, 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 blah. And the guy just going, you know, another hour of music power coming ahead, kicking butt, I'm having a good little hits, floor, keep coming, coming. So it gets done. Shannon says, what did you think? I said, oh, it sounded okay. Shannon said, no, I mean his name. And I said, I don't even remember what the name is. And here's what Shannon did. This is a guy who had been working at Q105 in Tampa Bay for 2 years. Guy had done 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
His disc jockey name was Dave Denver.
Okay.
Shannon got to town, met the staff, decided he didn't like the guy's name.
Right.
So he says to the guy, tonight I'm changing your name. And the guy says, to hear Shannon, the guy says, you can't change my name. He says, Dave Denver is not a good name. Tonight, you will be O.J. McKay. And the disc jockey says, is it just tonight? And Shannon says, it's forever. So he's calling me up at 10 at night.
It's forever.
And I'm hearing the guy do the break.
Right.
He said, what do you think? And I said, it sounded okay to me. I guess he goes, no, the name. I said, I didn't even hear the name. He said, it's Dave Denver. I said, I've heard that jock before. He's okay.
Well, did he give you Geronimo?
No.
Who gave you Geronimo?
Oh, God. Like the guy at my first radio station.
Okay, all right. And we should tell people that back in the day, that's what program directors used to do. They used to give disc jockeys names. It was one of the... Didn't it, like, come with the territory?
Yes.
It was the prerogative of the program director to change names.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys, you know, would do it.
Right? I can't say how many people come up to me now because of you know, other DJs who, you know, it's no surprise.
Michael Soy.
It's no secret. It's not a surprise that I use a fake name. Whose name would really be Don Geronimo?
Right.
And, you know, people have called us up before and they're like, hey, dude, you don't use your real name, man. But hey, listen, hey, dude, when I got into radio back before you were born, mm-hmm. like, you didn't have a choice.
No, right, exactly.
You got at a station and they said, well, and the reason I got this name at first was that there was a disc jockey with a similar name.
Okay.
There was a disc jockey at the first station I worked at named Don Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they took his name jingle,
mm-hmm.
and they took Don, and they had another tape where someone sings Geronimo, so they spliced the two together.
That's how that happened.
And they said, this will be your name, because it was the only way that they could actually give me a jingle.
That's a good story. So the guy was going to, Shannon was going to change the guy's name to O.J. McKay.
So he changes the guy's name.
McKay.
Now the poor guy, and I know the end of the story later, the guy quit the next day.
Did he really?
Well, the guy came in and he said, man, I've been working here for 2 years, I'm Dave Denver. Shannon said, no, you are O.J. McKay, which he thought was the greatest DJ name of all time. Anyway, guy ended up quitting.
Yeah.
Guy ended up quitting. And
that's it.
I still think that O.J. McKay is a decent radio. It was before,
yeah.
Before O.J. killed
I liked O.J. McKay back in that day as opposed to Dave Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
O.J. McKay or Dave Denver.
I like naming people.
Which will it be?
But he just called you and said, I changed his name.
10 o'clock at night. And what? Listen to this.
O.J. McKay. I'm sure somebody else ended up with that name, too.
I changed his name. I did it on purpose.
And something about McKay. Do you think there are enough McKays in the radio business? There are enough Shadows and McKays
and,
to...
And Hollywood.
Hollywood, absolutely.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello.
Anyway.
Well, now he's got this network.
Yes, he does. And if I don't find it during this break, I'll bring it in tomorrow and he'll play the tape of whatever his new... oldies radio
where it's all him all the time.
He's the only DJ. It's voice tracked, which means he's not really there. But I'll find this tape.
And does he do a lot of breaks?
On the demo, he does enough to crack my ass up.
Okay. And he talks very slowly and deliberately. In 1962, Ricky Nelson had the number one song. Hello, Mary Lou.
One of the radio legends, and absolutely.
You listen to the guy and you go, the guy, he's so hee-haw, he's so over-the-top, phony and forced.
Right.
That's how he's always been that
he's
way.
He's been that way the whole time.
It's
that's
just
him.
The way he does business. It's just the way he does it. And why?
And you think he's really about 65 now?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. So go to that website, plj.com, if you want to see the guy. I'll go
later.
If you get the computer hooked up in the other room, can you do that in John's room? If I find the link on my AOL, can we put it on an MP3?
It depends. I think so.
Oh, come
I
on.
I will do it in here.
Be a can-do guy.
We might be able to bring it up in here.
Okay, we'll do it.
Let's see if we can.
When we come back. Oh, we've not taken phone calls today.
No, we have not.
Oh, brother.
You can't do a show without being in touch with your audience.
Did I talk about Kevin Spacey's brother?
No, you haven't.
No. Kevin Spacey's brother who's nuts.
What happened?
Well, Mike, boy, are you great.
Is he Spacey?
That's a great tease.
It's, you know, just kind of funny. In my vernacular, when somebody named Spacey is nuts. Call me crazy. I like critters.
I'm Nalon.
And I'm O.J. McKay. And here's Irene Ryan. Get a rifle now.
And what do you think?
Yeah.
More than eight critters was asleeping in my seat.
Ain't that something? Granny. Isn't she special?
And the reason that we talk about... One other thing about this guy, Scott Shannon. When we talk about him so you have a frame of reference, we all love goofing on the fact that we were in New York when our show was in New York. This guy works in New York. And there's a commercial that he did for Five Flavor Life Saver Pep-O-Mint
Wintergreen.
And here's why it's so funny. We heard the commercial right after 9/11.
Yes.
So we're up in New York at WNEW doing the show. We were up there on September 11th.
Right.
And like all radio in America, but especially in New York at that time, there were no commercials on the radio for two or three days afterwards. And even then, the programming is very somber on our show, on every show.
Right.
And this guy was doing a morning show then, as he is now. And they were just easing back. Radio was just easing back into trying to be funny, play records, play commercials. So... here's how it went. It was PLJ, Scott and Todd, at a very tough time for America, trying to get back to normal. We know it means a lot to you. God bless America. We'll be right back 9/18 on PLJ. And then the next thing they go to is a taped commercial, obviously done before 9/11, with his voice and the guy that he works with going, "Hey, Todd, how would you like some candy.
That was surreal.
You can win with PLJ if you eat Life Savers
in Wintergreen,
Peppermint,
and traditional five flavor. And at the time, we needed something to laugh at.
And it was just in context with, you know, on a normal day, it's just a bad commercial.
Right.
But the guy's on the air doing this, you know. And
real somber. And then they have this huckster commercial that comes up.
And not even slick enough to not know that you don't go from your own voice to a voice on a commercial.
Right.
It was, you know, we'll be back on PLJ.
Unless you really want your voice to be all over the radio station.
Well, he kind of does.
Yes, he does.
I can't fault him on that. I share that.
On PLJ.
Isn't he the program director up there at PLJ, too?
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
Hold on. From the Rock and Roll Mothership Studio.
That's Shannon.
This is the all-new True Oldies Channel.
You gotta listen to this. You gotta listen. You tell me if my impression is not right on. Right.
The all-new True Oldies Channel.
That's you. He doesn't talk for a few seconds on this
down
song.
The street singing.
They call it rock and roll.
There he is.
To the average teenager of today, and you.
They call it.
Is that him?
Rock and roll.
So he pitches his voice down.
The beat, the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat.
This is the all-new True Oldies Channel, where it's all about the beat.
And like I said,
is that how he talks the whole time? Is that what it?
It's all the oldies.
You
gotta
wait until you hear him talk up a record. Right now,
that's what I want to hear. Yeah,
this is the demo part for radio stations. This is a new syndicated radio channel. This guy's put together playing his favorite records. I'm actually very jealous of the entire concept.
Sure.
Real oldies, too.
Yeah, yeah. Real crap.
Stinky oldies.
Real garbage. Come on, Shannon. Where are you here?
He's what he likes.
Yeah. All his favorite records.
What is your name? This is the True Oldies Channel.
Oh, come on. Where's Shannon on this thing? In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry.
Mm-hmm. The all-new True Oldies Channel.
Come on.
Cruisin' Classic.
Please, where is he on this thing?
You got the all-new True Oldies Channel, broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world. I'm Scott Shannon, taking you back to 1957, when the Everly Brothers were on top of the charts with Wake Up Little Susie.
That justifies it right there.
At Wake Up Little Susie. I'm Scott Shannon.
Man, there's a little money in this, though, huh? He's got jingles, no, got the elements.
It's not on any radio station, Jeff.
Will it be? Just in his bedroom.
I don't think so.
The all-new.
It's a vanity thing for him. And I'm jealous. I
and
love
is
it.
Is he doing the announce? I mean, the studio, is he being the dude walker of that station?
He's got a voice guy.
Okay.
But he also does the voice stuff himself. Come on, Scott.
This is the all-new.
See, that's not him.
Oldies Channel. Flashback. I'm Scott Shannon, flashing back to February of 1967. The top five songs on the radio sounded like this. At number five, the Rolling Stones.
Listen to this. Flashback.
Coming in at number four, another Motown masterpiece from Diana Ross and the Supremes.
It's very slow and measured, his cadence.
That's because he's tracking all the cuts.
February of 1967, you just heard the number four song in the USA. At number three, a movie theme by a group from Australia. The Seekers were singing Hey There, Georgie Girl.
You know, don't even say it.
What?
Are you thinking that they're editing this together?
No, I'm thinking that once he lays down the track, he's not going to have to do it every day, right?
The first hit.
Without question. You know,
of course it's taped. It's too tight not to be taped.
No, but I mean, I'm saying it's not like, you know, even he'll have to go in and do the shifts all day.
Oh, no, right.
In fact, the station could go on long after he's gone.
By a group
right.
Created for a TV show. They went all the way to the top with a song written by Neil Diamond. You know I'm talking about the Monkees.
You know I'm talking about the Monkees. Number one.
So does he have it? It's not on any stations yet.
It's on no stations at all yet. It's put out by ABC Radio. You know, if Infinity's listening, give me a channel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me. I play 70s records. I do the same. Hi, this is Don.
But you'd use your own voice.
Here are the grassroots. Anyway, that's the guy. That's his oldies channel.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll track the progress.
But you got to hear the way he speaks.
That is an absolute
honest impression. Hello, here are the Monkees. Back in 1962, Neil Sedaka had a number one hit
in wintergreen,
peppermint,
and traditional five flavor.
Okay.
He is the original DJ.
Yeah.
And, like I said, even though it sounds like I'm busting balls, really one of my mentors. Mm-hmm. A great guy.
A great guy. He'd love to hear you say that.
He might and he might not, Mike.
I like that. I'm going to change your name to O.J. McKay.
You'll thank him later.
Wow.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, you love calling me Juan all the time, too.
Are you thirsty?
Why did he call you Juan?
Juan Geronimo.
Juan Geronimo.
And Juan.
Because I would do 6 to 10 at night, mm-hmm. and he was the program director, but he would be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like at 9:30, the hotline would ring. Now he's right across the hall.
And so now he's doing this out of the basement of his house.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I'm totally jealous. Mm-hmm. I'm totally mm-hmm. jealous. For me, that's...
Well, you got a few years before you're 65.
That's a dream scenario, though, that you're, mm-hmm. you're in the basement of the science of your own
sure.
house.
Sure, who doesn't want to do that? You could look like you did last weekend and do it.
You play. Yeah, that's right. You play your... Hi, I'm Scott Shen. I've not bed for 3 days.
You know, are you sure he has a basement? Normally men his age just have a sprawling level.
A rambler. a single floor.
Look at my Botox head done. 25 years ago, my chin didn't look this way,
he has
did it?
A studio in one area of the house and a plastic surgery center in the other.
I would smile if only I could. Here are the Monkees.
What is the name of the format? Just out of
True case. Oldies.
True Oldies.
Mm-hmm. Scott.
We'll have to keep an eye out for the True Oldies format.
Super Shen, call me the Swan. Perhaps you've seen me as the after result on Fox's The Swan.
Stay tuned for my great reveal. It should be exciting.
It's reveal. Hello. Hello, I'm Scott Shadow.
Take a look at that. Pull the curtain away. Oh, my God. 7 in
the morning. Yeah, we'll see what happens with him.
Did you listen to that album?
Hello, this is Scott Shadow.
Get a pencil.
Someday I'll tell you what that means. Someday I'll tell you what. Did you listen to that album?
You listen to that album?
Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that album.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a break again. Crap. Man, that always happens when we're having a really great, yeah. fun show.
I know. I know. The commercials get in the way.
Okay, Kevin Spacey is a lying weirdo, says his brother.
Huh.
Mike?
Yes?
We'll be right back.
Don't call me that name.
What name? I am
O.J. McKay.
All right, I'm Nalon. And we'll be... This... is the Monkees.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM's Don and Mike.
Making your trip on around town, it's a stop and go ride on the inner loop of the Beltway after Richie Marlborough wrote an accident. There has only one right lane open. Can't decide on the best route home? Well, before taking the Beltway, take a moment and chew it over with a Twix with its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel. Forget the traffic with a Twix. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
Right here, right now.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan now. This is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower. More details. Offer ends 4306.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started
has a hold up.
Bank robbery. You the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, you know about this hostage situation. I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics are saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
You ever rob a bank before?
No.
You're lying to me. Inside Man delivers the goods. A captivating cat and mouse game, perfectly played. This is what makes you want to go to the movies.
Hey, Booker, keep your men back!
Inside Man has a powerful script, a magnificent cast. It's a winner on all levels. Spike Lee's direction is right on. Just when you think you've figured it out, you haven't.
Well, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday.
Being a head of a small company is everything from fixing the fax machine to making a deal with a large retailer that's going to buy lots of your product.
Julie Tucker and Jennifer Elias, founders Smarts Co. Games.
There would be times when Julie would just go out in her truck and take games over to this little store and help them out and help us out. It was never any questions asked. She would just go and do it.
I'm so generous. Christmas is a very important season for us, and we need to pay our printers before we get paid by our customers. So we have a cash flow shortage, and getting a line of credit to help with that cash flow from American Express has been instrumental in allowing us to grow our business.
Open Arms. It's how small business owners approach their customers and how American Express raised Jen and Julie's credit line overnight during peak season. To see how American Express can serve your business, visit open.com or call 800-NOW-OPEN. Not all card members qualify for an increase. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, it's Peter. I'm calling from Sedona.
Hey, it's my favorite director. How's my movie coming, babe?
Yeah, about that. I think the cast and I are going to need another week at this little hotel.
Can you do my lower back? It's been really tense.
Well, another week? What for?
Well, we were shooting the action sequence yesterday, and our effects guy accidentally blew up the camera dolly. So we got to ship a new one out from L.A.
This mud bath's not going to dry out my face, is it? I can't get dehydrated.
What's that?
Anyway, the thing's so huge it has to ship ground. I'm pretty sure it's going to take a while.
Hey, don't worry. I'll ship it out UPS ground today.
Great. So we'll just go ahead and book the rooms for another week.
Oh, no. I said UPS ground. Those guys are faster than ever. You'll get your camera dolly before you know it. You can finish the shoot. Be back here in no time.
So we don't get to keep staying here?
Of course not. You know what that hotel is costing us?
Go ahead and cancel the seaweed wrap.
Seaweed wrap, what, babe?
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
Does opportunity have a hometown? Where does it live? In small towns? Big cities? Does it live in a brick ranch? Or clapboard farmhouse? Or midtown loft? A small business or a global corporation? Does it rent or own? At BB&T, we see opportunity living everywhere. Whether it's a checking account, business line of credit, protecting your family financially, or growing your money, we believe every financial decision you make, every transaction, is an opportunity. If your bank doesn't see it that way, you should see us. Stop by one of our local financial centers, call 1-800-BANK-BBT, or visit bbt.com. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Only deposit products are FDIC insured.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
And what do you wear every day?
Jeans and a striped shirt.
And what girl have you had a crush on since second grade?
Becca Cuellar, the girl I will love forever.
See, you can't take all the choices HD Radio offers. Alternative rock, 90s, neo-soul, new free stations from your favorite local radio stations and brilliant digital sounds.
I could change. I want HD Radio.
Cool. Tomorrow, wear cords, eat a ham sandwich, and stare at Nicole Casanova.
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
I don't stare.
Of course not.
Join the radio revolution. Go to HDRadio.com.
It's the Tower Insider Tuesdays Report. Spotlighting new CDs at $9.99 and DVDs at only $16.99. You won't find prices this low and this kind of selection anywhere. Now here's your host, a big dreamer with limited high school drama club experience.
Thank you. Insider Tuesday's release of this week, a new album from the artist now and again known as Prince, only $9.99. Not into Prince? How about Ben Harper, Teddy Geiger, and more? Only $9.99. So on DVD at $16.99, there's the unrated version of Derailed, featuring friend star Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen. Oh, he should have totally been the new James Bond. And then there's the hilarious animated movie Chicken Little, the story of a chicken who gets hit on the head with an acorn and thinks the sky is falling. This has been the Tower Insider Tuesday's Report, giving you the hottest music titles at $9.99 and DVDs at $16.99. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records and Tower.com. Life played loud.
The opinions expressed here do not reflect the opinions of Tower Records, Inc. Merely those of a guy who once played the third tree from the left in a high school drama production. The low prices, however, are true.
Hi, honey, can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly. Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation. Subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
I'm so glad you got tickets to this concert.
Yeah, definitely. These guys put on a killer show.
Great. Let's go.
Wait. It's just the opening band. Let's get a little stone first. It's crazy strong. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. Parents, the anti-drug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. While supplies last.
Don and Mike Show, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That John is the greatest guy in the world. We gotta have him and his wife over for drinks sometime.
I don't think he's married, Homer.
Oh, a swinging bachelor, eh? Well, there's lots of foxy ladies out there.
Homer, didn't John seem a little festive to you?
Couldn't agree more. Happy as a clam.
He prefers the company of men.
Who doesn't?
Homer, listen carefully. John is a homo.
Right.
Sexual.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Hello. If you missed the last segment, you're definitely going to want to stick around for this segment because it's Don and Mike talking more about Scott Shannon. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
We got some more Scott Shannon things.
Oh, no.
Hey, go ahead, tell you.
Oh, no.
I know that this is a guilty pleasure of ours.
Right.
But I'm sorry, it's the voice, it's the persona, we're hooked on it now.
Yes.
I urge you to go, as I mentioned before, this guy was a mentor of mine in the radio business 25 years ago.
I know.
Really just taught me a lot that I carry over to our show today, which is why I feel the need to make this introduction before we begin.
To make fun of him.
Totally mock him.
Right.
Go to ScottShannon.com.
There you go.
His website, where you can see all of the pictures of his chiseled face. And since we were talking about him, there are people who know him and radio people who say, right. Are you aware that back in 1985, 1985, what was it?
Eight, 88,
whatever. He started a radio station in Los Angeles that crashed and burned like in 30 days.
Yes, yeah. Pirate Radio.
Called Pirate Radio, and this is kind of what the beginning of it sounded like.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to K-Life Radio, KIQQ-FM. KIQQ Radio has broadcast on an assigned frequency of 100.3 FM and has served the Los Angeles metropolitan area with contemporary music since February 12, 1973.
And you thought I liked hearing my voice a lot on the radio.
God, does he do. Hey, hi, ho.
100.3 in Los Angeles.
Most recently, the station has been owned and operated by the Outlet Broadcasting Corporation. On March the 16th, 1989, KIQQ Radio was sold by the Outlet Corporation to the Westwood One Radio Group.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It goes on and on.
Like making it such a big deal.
It's a guilty pleasure. You'll have to hear bits and pieces
it's
of it.
It's just like the introduction of the switchover format.
The switchover from KIQ.
Can we hear a little just a
pirate
taste.
Radio?
Yeah.
The sign-on.
It goes on for a way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
At that time, the decision was made to continue broadcasting the current format as K-Light Radio and KIQQ-FM.
Yes.
If you have been a K-Light KIQQ listener and would like to continue to hear more light contemporary music, then we recommend tuning to any of these fine broadcast frequencies. 94.7 FM, The Wave. 98.7 FM, K-Joy.
And back then in 1988, he thought he was very cutting edge.
Yeah. And he's actually promoting other radio
stations. He's signing on a new radio station. Uh-huh. At the same time, he's saying, if you listen to the old station,
here's what I suggest you do. I'm cool.
K-Joy.
103.1 FM, K-Surf, the West Side Sound. Or 103.5, Coast FM.
Yes.
The staff and management of K-Light KIQQ are proud to have served you and lightened your day for the past few years.
Yeah, that's a little dig, isn't it?
Before K-Light KIQQ officially departs the airwaves, we thought it would be appropriate to feature one last recording.
Of course. And then it goes on to whatever this dumb song is. Well,
does he play the whole song?
Yeah, we'll come back to this a little later, because this is now 3 or 4 minutes of just the worst record you ever heard.
So he took the worst possible song that they had played.
Of course.
You know, it's
of course.
He's a funny guy. He is a funny guy.
K-I-Q-Q.
And then he comes in with his new... I'm sorry, I'm fascinated by this. I apologize. Right, I really am.
I'll give you just a peek at part two.
The mothership has landed. Pirate Radio, USA.
This was
Pirate Radio USA. This is your chance to get the original. Lock out your competition and knock out your Saturday night listeners.
Transmitting over North America.
Jive.
And point unknown.
Yeah, Pirate Radio.
Because
here was the whole thought behind this.
Okay.
For 5 live hours every Saturday night.
Okay, shut up, Jeff. The deal is that, you know, he goes to Los Angeles with the idea. We tell people it's Pirate Radio.
Right.
We play whatever we want. He actually leased out some warehouse space.
Right.
So that he could say... We're broadcasting from our illegal studio in the warehouse district, where we play only the hottest rock, Pirate Radio.
And it was in the industry at the time.
Uh-huh.
It had the buzz, excuse me, buzz. Okay. The buzz on the street about this was the biggest thing that had happened to radio.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons for the buzz was that he generated it himself.
Right.
Hello.
That's what
hello,
he does.
Hello.
Station in your market. And with limited breaks in each hour, you'll get the most music without the usual BS.
Pirate Radio USA.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cutting edge. Angel by Aerosmith.
Rock and roll, this is Vince Neil.
And Mick Mars.
From Motley Crue.
That's right.
And you're cranking it out on Pirate Radio. In the good old USA.
Well, there's not enough Shannon on that
one. I don't want
to. Instead of a full hour.
Oh. But what? It started in L.A. and it was a format that he was marketing to the whole country.
Yeah, and it died in L.A.
Right.
It died on that station.
As I recall reading, one of the reasons it didn't do well, the Hispanic population had come to call Shannon from seeing his face on the many billboards.
El Diablo.
Had come to call him El Diablo.
The devil.
Yes, the devil. Because he looked like the devil.
Yeah. That's very true.
He frightened people.
Hello.
Right, he scared the billboard was his face.
Yes. And it said Scott Shannon Mornings.
Right. And they were terrified of him.
If you doubt it, go to ScottShannon.com. There is a picture of him there, a photograph that looks like it was painted on black velvet. And that's the only way to describe it. And it's really horrifying.
Hello.
And now he's doing the same kind of thing. You know, he keeps plugging.
Yeah.
He's got his oldies thing.
My oldest channel.
Kind of gone back away, so he's not going to do...
No more hair bands.
No, not at all.
In 1967, this TV band had the number one song, The Monkey.
Loves being a DJ. Loves being a DJ as much as you love being
a DJ. Oh, maybe more than me.
It'd be a good contest.
Maybe more than me.
Who loves it more?
Hello. You know, Rob, you're a DJ. Oh, yes. We got to do a break. Remind me at some point here, I'd like to talk to you about your upcoming personal appearance.
Yes, there's going to be many chances for Mr. and Mrs. Listener to touch hands with me this summer.
At Circuit City. and it's only, you know, a lot of times you only find out what's really going on with a guy by talking to someone close to him.
Right.
When I was speaking with Carrie, your wife.
Oh, Carrie, my wife.
Was it a couple weeks ago you were at that Lowe's that I told you I was going to come out to?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Did you make it after that?
No, because I got the time screwed up.
Oh,
I thought it was 1 to 3, and it turns out it was like 10 till noon, something like that.
I think it was a 10 to noon.
So Carrie calls me and says, are you going to go see Rob today? I said, yeah, I'm going to see him. She says, well, it's not till later today. Anyway, a very long story. She ends up telling me, has Rob ever told you how awful his appearances are? And I said, you know, he never says anything about that to me. She said, did he tell you the time that he went to a place? I think he had to do an appearance at a Mobil Exxon on the Run.
Yep.
And they made him squeegee everybody's windows.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did he tell you about the time that they made him wear the hat and stand outside?
Really?
And hand out, what is it you were handing out?
Who even remembers? The one that comes to mind is that Mobil appearance, because it was a hot summer day, and I had to put on the Mobil uniform. I
and
had
squeegee people.
The Mobil shirt that said Rob.
Oh, wow.
And I had to.
You don't remember the hat, though?
I don't remember the hat.
You blocked the hat.
I must have blocked the hat.
Well, you're right. Your wife remembers that. And she
told me, traumatizing that he blocked it.
She also told me that one you did was at like at a shopping center,
mm-hmm.
and there was nobody that was coming up to talk to you, and when she would approach you, you would scream at her and say, get away, leave me alone, and that for 2 hours you just wanted to... So she watched you for 2 hours just standing there. And listen,
this was long enough ago. There was a time when it mattered to me, and
right.
It doesn't anymore, because mm-hmm. no matter what happens for that wonderful 2 hours, I still get the same big fat check.
So you used to take it personally. You
I
would
did.
Want people
yeah.
to come and greet you as Rob.
But I don't care anymore. Now I'll just
And you would push
up.
Your wife away.
And yeah.
Now if she were to walk up to you at one of these things, you'd calmly chat with her?
Maybe.
What about?
It depends.
What about the guy that wanted you to bring a sound system with you? That's another one she told me about.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is also great is they all want to do a live broadcast on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we don't do that here. We're
right.
not a regular radio station.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest one ever, and it was a high-end electronics store. I don't remember what brand. It was in Sterling. The lady who engineered the appearances, I know that you're not going to really do a phone in, but here, take my cell phone and go near the manager and pretend to call in.
Wow.
Oh, God. Oh,
and this is
God.
All
and I did it every 15 minutes.
It's, an hour.
Oh, it's also you can make extra money. And
yeah.
I was telling your wife, that's, you know, Mike and I did a million of those things.
We did.
When Blockbuster first opened, we would go to every single mm-hmm. one. But even
what
when,
about
I worked,
Lewis?
When I worked BM before Mike, the worst one I ever did was a Saturday. Like in 1979, at the girls' department, the junior miss department at Hex,
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday at 1:30,
right.
when I walked into this department store, hungover,
mm-hmm.
and there were no signs.
Yeah.
There was no banner. There was no nothing.
Anybody that's been in this business a long time
has done that. We call them remotes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what they're done, and they're horrible.
So I go up to the lady and I go, "Hey, hi, I'm from WPGC," and she says, "Yeah, you know, and I work at Hex. What can I do for you?" "I'm the DJ." Said, "Well, okay, I'll call somebody."
So you were like in the bowels of the big department.
Yeah, tonight. And it was the junior miss department. And, you know, I'm standing there. It's like, what am I doing? And finally someone comes over and goes, hey, Don, it's Don. Where are the signs? You know, just like, and that's what I was telling your wife, right. Like 25 years later. Same crap I remember. Where are the signs?
They all do the same thing.
Nobody gave me a sign.
It's like a sales guy or a sales girl that's responsible for putting the signs up, and it never happened.
I was sent out to a computer store once, and we were supposed to do, I think, noon, 11 to 1, and another radio station is going to do 1 to 3. It was our sister station, WPG Synergy C.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed up, and we had, like, anything that was left over from this show as giveaways and a plastic banner.
Done that.
When PGC showed up, they actually planned it wrong. They overlapped us by an hour. They had something that unfolded to the size of a small room with a built-in sound system and chasing light and everything, and it really made me feel great about working at Washington Superstation.
But Rob, you're going to be at, where are you going to be now? Let's plug this appearance.
Oh, you know what? It's still in the planning stages, so I can't tell you
yet. Oh, okay.
I believe it's a Circuit City in Laurel.
That's a pleat in your cape.
It is.
Congratulations.
It is. Show up and watch me collect my check.
And Buzz,
yes.
Didn't you just do one a couple of months ago where people just ignored you as well?
A few months back, maybe even late last year, a mall appearance with ESPN. Because when you think of sports, you think of me.
Yeah.
And so it's me and some guys shooting baskets in a mall on a Saturday morning when people apparently weren't out.
Now, see, now we found out more about this than we did at the time.
That's very cool.
Did you shoot baskets?
No, heavens no.
Oh, okay. See, I'd like to see that.
No, that's crazy talk.
Those are kooky things. I can't believe you guys do those appearances.
Come on, Mike.
I'll be at, later on this summer, I'm going to be at the golf store, to be named later. I'll wait till the deal's finished before I do my, two-hour meet and greet out of the golf store.
You are doing
well. Well, you know, when they tell you, you know, free clubs, what are you going to do?
But you play golf, and there'll be other people who play golf there, and people who listen to the show. You'll do all right.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we do select what we want to do.
That's it's not like me at an ESPN thing.
Or me in the junior miss department.
Or Rob with a plastic banner and a hat.
Of course, Don, you are not exempt from these. You've made private appearances that you've made deals on your own.
You're a bastard.
Oh, the bracelet.
You're a bastard.
Wasn't it a bracelet?
Yes.
Yeah, for a bracelet, you did a bar mitzvah.
Oh, God, and that was like within the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Crime and trading on our good names, is it?
Sure.
Yeah, you're right.
I think, actually, to be accurate, it might be within the year. I think you did it last year. Early summer, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall. All I know is you're right that there was a guy at the jewelry store, and it was something I wanted to buy for my wife's anniversary. It was too expensive.
Right.
And he said, I'll give you a discounted rate if you come to my kid's bar mitzvah.
And it was a hell of a deal.
And I had to sit at a table, at a card table, and have people come by and ask me if I could get them sandwiches and drinks.
Yeah, you were confused with the help, right?
Were you wearing a tuxedo?
I was. So, at his request.
At his request.
We all do tricks for shiny trinkets.
And nobody, you know what? And that doesn't change.
No, that doesn't change.
I mean, no matter how many years you've been at this.
And maybe there's nothing wrong with that.
Who doesn't like the swag a little bit, you know?
Right. So listen, if someone can help me with tickets for this thing for my wife.
The White House correspondent.
You'll come to their home.
I'll buy them. You know what it is for me? Here's why it works. First, it'll be good for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Send her out with her tape recorder. Second, I don't have to go.
Right.
Third, I don't have to go.
Right.
Fourth, I don't have to go. And fifth, I don't have to go.
That's it.
So if you hook me up with those tickets, I even pay for them. That was her whole big thing. Come on, you do a radio show. Get me some tickets to correspond.
You've got connections, of course.
Like a double favor.
I don't have connections. What connections do I have,
Mike? Oh, my God, a big fat microphone.
Oh, my God, called Gary Pesh?
That's
my connection, Gary Pesh. A cigar guy.
You have a big microphone.
Well, I just said it, but I don't see the phones lighting up like a Christmas tree with all the people. Oh, here they come.
Yeah, wait for the delay.
Oh, here they come.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right, hello. Barry.
Got a mic?
Barry, yes. Hi, Barry.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Buzz, Rob, love you guys.
Hey. Thank you.
I got one word for you guys.
Yeah.
Whore!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We're pretty whores.
We wear your scorn as a badge of honor.
Agreed. And let's give it up for all the whores listening right now.
All the pretty whores.
What did you say? All the pretty whores.
We like to think of ourselves.
I'm going to say hi to all the ugly whores out there.
Amen, brother.
All the whores that got to work a little harder than their cuter sisters out there.
Whore!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
In a loop off the Beltway, we're still seeing heavy delays near Ritchie Marlboro Road. Although the accident's been moved to the shoulder, we still have delays on the outer loop at Andrews Air Force Base. The local neighborhood Kia retailer invites you to experience Kia's full line of 9 quality cars, SUVs, and minivans. Kia, the power to 2 surprise. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
This is the Don... 1067-3FM.com.
BG Products and the Junkies. Lube your car, lube your mind. BG Products, sponsors of the Junkies.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
5 never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot comedy spectacular.
Magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
Now that UPS has accelerated its ground service to offer faster delivery, it's brought out the competitive side in some people.
Hey, Ken, I'll arm wrestle you for that last bagel.
It's no wonder. Faster ground shipping means now they can cost effectively compete for customers who have tighter deadlines. It's enough to get anyone's adrenaline pumping.
Yo, Linda, race you to the elevator. Go!
Faster ground also gives them a chance to cover a bigger geographical footprint, so their competitive spirit can run wild and free.
Who's the fastest coffee drinker in the room now, people? It burns.
So if you want to be more competitive, by all means, use UPS ground shipping. Just be sure not to take things too far.
Hey, Mr. Police Officer Man, let's see what you got under the hood. Yee-haw! See you later.
UPS is covering more ground faster than ever, and faster shipping makes your business more competitive. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS. What can Brown do for you?
At Volkswagen, we sent our top German engineer, Wolfgang, into other dealerships and secretly recorded his test drives. What you are about to hear is real.
You know what this car feels like? Driving a large washing machine. It's all wishy-washy. Why is the engine not purring?
It purrs when you give it gas. Watch this.
I like it to purr like a kitten having its belly rubbed.
Uh-huh.
And this is more like a kitten I accidentally vacuum cleaned. You think I'm funny, yeah?
Yeah, it's funny.
Take me to a Volkswagen dealer.
Come into your local VW dealer for a joyride in a Passat or Jetta, both rated top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Right now, get a value edition Jetta for $209 a month on a 24-month lease. Driving anything else would be a Dumkopf move.
For more information about the test, visit IIHS.org. 1954 requirement signing excludes taxes, license options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer expires March 31st, 2006. Call 1-800-DRIVE-VW for details.
Visit your favorite Washington area Volkswagen dealer and take a joyride today.
I don't want anybody to look at my ring and go, you know, my girlfriend has that one also.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Denise Passmore.
Their selection is huge. They have unmounted, mounted. They have opals. They have diamonds. They have gemstones. They have white gold, platinum. They have it all. They have the plain, the simple, the classic, the unique, everything.
Jared has 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
They have a really nice selection of unique pieces. Like I said, I don't want what everybody else is wearing.
Design your ring at Jared. Choose from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum. Then our experts will guide you through our vast selection of independently certified certified diamonds, including ideal cut diamonds, to find the one in a size and shape to suit your personal style. Begin your design today at Jared.com.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
Here's a question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions. Tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website. Website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
0% APR financing is back at your Jeep dealer. Plus, make no monthly payments until October. So get outdoors and rediscover nature in the all-new Jeep Commander. With three rows of seven-passenger stadium seating and available Command View dual skylight. Or choose Grand Cherokee with the standard electronic stability program and the government's highest five-star crash test rating. You can even get 0% APR financing for 60 months on Jeep Liberty, the best-selling SUV in its class, and the legendary trail-rated Jeep Wrangler, America's original 4x4. 0% APR financing plus no monthly payments will save you thousands. Hurry to your local Jeep dealer today because this offer ends March 31st.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You don't act okay.
I'm okay.
Your eyes look like they're stuck in the back of your head.
Not a good look, huh?
Not especially.
Gosh, thank you. We just got an order for 1,000 faux fur backpacks.
You want to know who's going to help with the packing?
Well, let's do the packing.
And the labels for shipping.
And the labels for shipping.
I'll call Ronstadt.
We need to get some help in here.
I'll call Ronstadt. They'll send exactly who we need.
Who will?
Ronstadt.
How do you know?
Because unlike you, Ronstadt listens.
What?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
Get out.
Whether you need two administrative assistants or 200 worker bees, Ronstadt will deliver the best job, boss, and company fit.
Get real.
For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent positions, office or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you.
I get it.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously, everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Call 1-800-947-AUTO or check the Yellow Pages for an office near you. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
GEICO would like to apologize for our highly competitive rates in the Washington, D.C. area. Sure, everybody likes saving money, but there have been disturbing reports that GEICO's rates have gotten too competitive, shoving other car insurance companies' rates around, taking their lunch money, and one unconfirmed report of a wedgie. Don't worry, we intend to give our highly competitive rates a good stern talking to.
Check the Yellow Pages for an office near you. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Members of the press, freeway traffic is worse than ever. The carpool lane is clearly not enough. What this city needs is the Sedona lane. A lane for the exclusive use of the Kia Sedona minivan, a real high-occupancy vehicle with seven comfortable seats, V6 power, a five-star crash safety rating in all four categories, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty program. The Sedona lane for the Kia Sedona. Mr. Mayor, history is watching.
Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back, including $500 owner loyalty bonus for qualified buyers on the 05 Kia Sedona. Visit your local neighborhood Kia retailers. MSRP for base model is $21,620, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license options, and retailer charges. Retailer's effectual price. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Amounts vary from $4,250 to $5,000 based on model selected. Loyalty bonus available to current Kia owners to purchase a new Sedona. Government star ratings are part of NHTSA's new car assessment program. Must take delivery from retail stock by 3/31/06. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
We're free at 106.7 WJFK. No restrictions, no barriers, no bull. Just free, free, free. Washington, free FM. Free, 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 free. 106.7 WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. And I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this Tuesday, gloomy Tuesday afternoon here in the Washington, D.C. area. Well, we've had ourselves quite a day. Don't forget, Don and Mike return Monday, April 3rd. Until then, you can check out all the goings-ons with Don and Mike at donandmikewebsite.com. Now let's get back into it. You remember when Fahrenheit 9/11 came out? That's right. I don't know. That was a couple of years ago. Well, Don and Mike called a very special hotline. It's the Fahrenheit 911 hotline to see how the movie was doing, and it is the best of Don and Mike.
The Fahrenheit 9/11 hotline.
That's a good idea.
Where you find out what's happening with the progress of the movie, how much the movie is making, where the movie is currently showing, and it's something that I think, you know, we lean Democratic on this show. It's something I believe that we can all enjoy.
Fahrenheit 911 hotline, can I help you?
Oh, I thought it was a recorded thing. Is this the...
This is a live hotline where I can answer any questions you might have about the movie.
Great. First, let me say I hate George Bush. I think he's a dope, and I can't wait to see Fahrenheit 9/11. Is it playing in my area?
I'm afraid it isn't.
Well, no.
I'm afraid you won't be able to find this movie. The movie prematurely was released to DVD, and it won't be available until... I mean, look, I've got my papers here. Hold on a second. This movie will be available for you after the election.
No, wait.
You can't see it right now. It's been canceled.
You said that the movie is not showing in my area. You didn't ask what area I live in.
Well, I apologize. What area are you from, sir?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.? Nope, it's not showing in your area. I'm afraid you will not be able to see this movie. Also, we have just received this bulletin here. And thank you for calling the Fahrenheit 911 hotline. Yes. The movie, unfortunately, is going to be pulled off the shelves because it is a pack of lies.
Huh.
Lies and innuendo. And unfortunately, this movie is not telling the truth. This movie is based on a very bitter man who is trying to subvert the United States and basically is a traitor.
Huh. You know, something tells me that this is not like...
And in any theater this movie is playing in, the projector bulb has got all broken.
This reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld when they called the movie phone and it was Kramer.
Uh-huh.
Something tells me that I know I'm talking to a live person right now, not a recording.
I'm the operator at the Fahrenheit 911 hotline with a message for the day. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, I would.
Always distrust obese people.
May I ask?
They will lie to you, and they are also very, very dishonest movie makers.
May I ask your name, sir?
My name, for the sake of argument, you can call me Johnny.
Johnny?
I'm Johnny.
Johnny.
I'm the operator manning the telephones at the Fahrenheit 911 hotline.
Why would they have a Fahrenheit 911 hotline and you're telling people not to go see the movie?
Well, we are trying to serve the public by giving you the very latest information. Unfortunately, it has been proven that if you watch this movie, Fahrenheit 911, and you sit in the theater and watch it, you will catch a bad disease.
All right, you know, I'm going to hang up on this because I want to tell you, I'm going to call another line. That sounded to me like President Bush.
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Now, I also have a line.
I don't think it was.
I also have a line for the Spider-Man hotline.
All right.
And let's, now if it's President Bush on that one, then color me shocked.
Yeah, that would be strange. I can't imagine that happening.
But, you know, you wouldn't have a Fahrenheit 911 hotline, and the first thing the guy says is it's not showing in your area.
Doesn't make sense.
All right, so now the Spider-Man hotline is ringing.
Yes.
Spider-Man 2 hotline.
Thank you for calling the Spider-Man Hotline, the greatest movie in the history of the world. A movie I encourage everyone to go see. It's playing everywhere, at all times, every hour. Go see it. But do not go see Fahrenheit 9/11. It will give you cancer.
Wow.
I guarantee it.
Is this Johnny?
This is Johnny. I'm the operator for both the Spider-Man and the Fahrenheit 911 hotline. I believe that if you go see Spider-Man, you will actually lose weight and grow stronger. Go see Tobin Maguire in Spider-Guy.
All right, now, I'm going to put this to the test. Yeah. I am going to hang up on that, and I am going to call the hotline for Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
All right, Dodgeball's been out a while, right?
It's got to be a separate deal entirely.
Because otherwise, it just sounds like Bush is answering the phone and just telling people not to go to Fahrenheit 9/11.
So hey, now we're... I don't understand how he could be working all the different movies. That's crazy.
He's got time. Hold on, I misdialed.
It'd be very interesting if he was working all of them.
Carefully.
It did sound like him the last time. I think that might be him.
Sounded like him the first time, too, but he said his name was Johnny.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnny. All right, this would be the Dodgeball hotline.
Very good.
The, what's his name? Ben Stiller movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm your spokesperson, Johnny, for the Dodgeball hotline. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Don.
Hey, Don, here's the message of the day.
Okay.
Dodgeball, the funniest movie in America, will make you sexy. Go see Dodgeball and leave the theater a sexier man than you were when you walked in.
Where is it playing?
It's playing everywhere on the hour. Make sure that you go see that movie and tell your friends, whatever they do, it is a health hazard to go see the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. It is a pack of lies, and it will give you toe fungus.
Hey, you know what? I know the way to find out if it's really him or not. Bye, Johnny.
Bye. My name is Johnny at the Dodgeball Hotline.
Bye, Johnny.
I'm going to call the Michael Moore Hotline.
Ah.
A hotline where you can find out where Michael Moore is doing appearances, where
good.
He's doing... Michael Moore is going to be on the show in the next couple of weeks.
Actually,
now we'll see. This time...
Well, this can't be a scam.
No, I don't think so.
This has got to be legit. This
number should be
totally
maybe
legit.
It won't be Michael Moore himself, but maybe it'll be someone
right.
saying Michael will be appearing in such and such an area.
Mm-hmm. A spokesperson.
All right, so it was, first it was Fahrenheit 9/11, then it was Spider-Man, then it was Dodgeball.
Right.
Now this is just the Michael Moore information line.
Very good.
Thank you for calling the Michael Moore hotline.
Hey.
Michael Moore is a known homosexual.
Oh, my God.
And his movies are lies, packs of lies, and he smells offensive.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny. This is the gentleman I spoke to when we were talking earlier over on the Dodgeball Hotline.
That's me, Don.
How are you? How are you, son?
Hey, Johnny?
Yes, I can answer any questions that you may have about filmmaker, allegedly, Michael Moore. What questions do you have about Michael Moore? My name is Johnny at the Michael Moore Hotline.
Do you find him to be a handsome man?
Absolutely, if you like fat pigs. I am so sorry, I seem to have misspoke. I mean, portly gentleman. His given name is Michael Moore Trouble, and he is a communist.
Now, your name is what? Your name is Johnny?
My name is Johnny.
What is your last name, Johnny?
Johnny Smith.
Johnny Smith.
Yes. Press 2 to hear Michael Moore's comments on filmmaking.
Oh.
Oink, oink, oink.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm hanging up because
yeah.
I know what's happening there. Now watch this. I'm going to call the direct line to the White House. What, Rob?
Do you have that number?
Do I? I got it committed to memory.
He's got every number.
Here we go.
He's got them all in his Rolodex.
Watch, and I'm doing this without the computer. Now this is going to ring through to Bush's desk.
That's great.
White House. Hello?
Hi, Charlie. President Bush, please.
Oh, hold on a second.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm fine, Don. Thanks for getting me the job.
You're welcome.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
President Bush.
Explains so much.
Don's on the phone.
I don't even put it on hold.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Don. What's happening?
How you doing, Don?
Hey, George.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hey, George?
Yeah.
Are you trying to disguise your voice?
Yeah, I was. You calling about them hotlines? Man, oh, man. I tell you, I can't come up with all those things. I got to do all those movie lines, and I'm just trying to get people not to go see that cotton-picking movie. That movie makes me look so dumb. I tell you, I hate that movie so bad. I really do. I truly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you. And Charlie, what do you get him a job here for? He ate all my gum. He eats all my gum every day.
Now,
I can't keep gum in my desk. He goes and he takes it.
You got to come up with a better fake name than Johnny Smith, though.
I thought it was perfect. It was nondescript, and there are many John Smiths in this nation.
Right.
What
perfect.
A great nation it
hey,
is.
Hey, President Bush, we had a groaner on today. You tell me if you think this is funny.
All right. Hey, Charlie, you put that gum down.
What's the name of the Michael Moore film about Condoleezza Rice?
What is it?
Glarenheit 9/11.
That's funny. It's fun.
Right, well,
I love them groaners. I really do. That's funny. Oh, man. I do enjoy it. I do it. But tell that big boy with the big head not to eat my gum.
Oh, Charlie?
Honest to God, I tell you, I had 16 full packs of Big Red. And he snarled them all up. I tell you, it makes me mad.
Don't you have more important things to do than be answering the Spider-Man Fahrenheit 9/11 dodgeball hotline?
I do indeed. I am in the process right now of staring out into the Rose Garden and gauging the cumulus clouds.
If I was to call the Garfield movie hotline, would you answer that one too?
I could arrange that for you. I have the powers. I have the powers to answer any phone in the United States. You didn't realize that.
I'm going
to
call the Garfield line right now.
I tell you, this whole Oval Office smells like fruit stripe gum.
All right, now we're going to call, final one, Garfield the movie. Now, this certainly could not be President
Bush. I can't believe he'd spend his time this way.
Okay, Garfield. How do you do it? G-A-R-F-I...
E-L-D.
E-L-D. Okay. Yeah. I hate it when they spell out numbers like that. It's not like 527.
Got to find the key.
It's 1-800-Garfield. And it appears to be busy.
The movie's hotter than I thought it was.
I don't know how it appeared to be busy. Somebody must have let it off the hook.
Somebody must have. Okay.
I'm sure it'll work now. You calling the Garfield hotline?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Right, let's see what
I-E-L-D. 1-800-Garfield. Here we go. Maybe it'll be Johnny Smith. God, I hope he's changed his name.
Me too. That doesn't work. Just tell him to do it right now.
Oh, no.
I don't matter. Hey, Garfield Hotline. There's
some bubbles. It's Charlie. I'm going to know it's Charlie.
Just do it. Pick up.
No, he's coaching.
Damn it, Charlie.
Garfield Hotline. John Smith.
Charlie?
Hey, tell him what that thing. Read it. I can't read the goddamn line.
Michael Moore can go lick it.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes, Don?
Put John Smith on the phone.
You mean the guy?
President Bush.
All right.
Yeah.
President Bush, they know it's you. All right, Charlie. God damn it. Get a phone, you retard.
Bush.
Man, what a tard. Hi, Don.
So what's happening with the Garfield movie?
It's gonna be a hell of a lot better than that 9/11 thing. That communist propaganda. I mean, that's really, he's subverting us. If you continue to go see that movie 9/11, we're gonna lose everything. You will lose your car, your home, and your family. I pretty damn near guarantee that, son. I really do. How you been, Don?
I've been very well, sir. And you?
How's your vacation?
It was just fine. Thank you for asking. We had some problems with the computer. I understand that, what's his name? Kerry ended up getting running mate, right? The guy, John Edwards?
Yeah, he cannot be president. He is not qualified. Hold on a second. He cannot be president. He is not qualified.
Are you reading?
He is too young and inexperienced, and he has not had enough time in Washington to successfully fill the role of president of the United States. Hey, would you like to go mountain biking with me?
When's the last time you fell off a bike?
I didn't. I went out to the Secret Service training facility. I rode it for an hour and a half. Not one spill.
Very good.
Man, how about that, son? Not one spill.
Not one spill.
Hey, try renting New York Minute tonight. It's as smart as it is funny. Those Olsen twins rock.
Do you know they would probably remind you of your daughter?
Oh, man, I tell you, they're trouble. Jenna and Barbara.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Pain in the ass.
Man, oh man, it's a pain in the ass.
So of all the movies that are out right now, Fahrenheit 9/11, Spider-Man 2, Garfield, Dodgeball.
Well, quite frankly,
Shrek 2.
I must tell you, I'm not interested in any of the current cinematic experiences. I would like to see a movie made about an American sport that I treasure now. And it's my newest, latest thing. And I'm talking about mountain biking.
Oh.
I would love to see somebody make a movie about mountain biking. It is a liberating and freeing experience. And you know something?
What?
I've got a great bike, too, with lots of all sorts of fancy gears. And I downshift it when I'm going downhill, and I can really travel, son. I'd like to see a movie about mountain biking. I'd probably enjoy that as much as that Nemo movie I like
do
so
you,
bad.
When you're on your bike, do you put playing cards in the spokes?
Damn right I do.
Why do you do that? Because it makes the sound?
It makes me sound like I got a motorcycle. Man, I have a great time. But don't go see that Fat Cows movie, okay? I don't like that boy.
Fahrenheit 9/11?
That's right.
You know. Hey, did you ever think about this, though. Take yourself out of the situation for a second.
I will take myself out as far as I can.
If you shaved Michael Moore's beard and put him in a wig,
yeah,
wouldn't he look like Momo?
Oh, he likes that.
Well, you're going to get me in trouble, dog.
Isn't that true, though?
You know you're going to get me in trouble.
He would look like your Momo.
Listen, I know you've got... Is your newsman handy?
Yeah, Buzz, he's right here.
I'm here, Buzz. Mr. President.
Howdy, Buzz. How have you been?
I'm well, sir.
We're having a good time at the White House leading this country into the land of prosperity.
Uh-huh.
I have a bulletin for you. This is a secret scoop. You can reveal this to your listeners at your earliest convenience.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Bulletin.
President. Yes.
This just in. I have been briefed by the CIA,
right,
and they have informed me that Michael Moore,
mm-hmm,
is a terrorist. That's right. His whole fat body is one big bomb.
I'll check on it. I find it hard to believe, but I will check on him.
It's a stink bomb.
Yeah, that's right. They should tackle him, cut him open, just like they did in that movie Jaws,
mm-hmm,
and they would find explosives.
License plate. All right. Thank you, George.
Johnny Smith saying so long.
Bye, Johnny.
Hi, to the Laudens.
Bye-bye. Well, there's the Fahrenheit 9/11, Spider-Man 2,
mm-hmm,
Garfield, Dodgeball Hotline.
Yeah, and he's plugging New York Minute, too.
Wow.
Likes that one, too.
Surprising.
More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Still a stop-and-go ride on the inner loop off the Beltway. River Road on around to the exit for 270, and you'll find delays on the outer loop at Alexandria, making it on around to the Wilson Bridge. Get blue blocker sunglasses at your local Rite Aid drugstore. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue blockers available at all Rite Aid in many locations, and many cool styles await you. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
See, you can't take all that HD Radio has to offer. Brilliant digital sound, tons of free new local stations.
I could change. I could take HD Radio.
Cool. And how about for lunch today, you get a ham sandwich?
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
For 1 minute, forget what you think you know about light beers. Because they never looked like this or tasted like this. This is Michelob Ultra Amber. Full flavored, rich in color, with a great amber taste. The beer is light, the taste is big. With everything you want from an amber beer and everything you expect from a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra Amber, the new look of light beer. Michelob Ultra Amber Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
So here's a question for you. When it comes to cars, why do cleaner engines work better?
I don't know, because they're not as dirty?
Well, sure, but what does a cleaner engine actually do for you?
Makes it look better under my hood?
No, I'm talking differences that really matter, performance differences.
Oh, yeah? Well, keep talking then.
If a car's engine is dirty enough, it can cause hesitation, maybe even a loss in fuel economy.
Ooh, that's not good. Can you do anything about that?
Sure. Use Amoco Ultimate Gasoline at BP continuously.
Why Amoco Ultimate?
Because Ultimate can clean up dirty engines and keep them clean, thereby smoothing acceleration, maybe even improving gas mileage that a dirty engine can take away.
Ooh, thereby.
Yeah, sorry, I got carried away.
So you're saying a smart driver would make sure his engine is as clean as it can be because a cleaner engine performs better.
Hey, you catch on fast.
I do, don't I?
No, not really. I just said that to make you feel better.
Well, it didn't. But I'll still give Amoco Ultimate a try.
Great, you're so smart.
You don't really mean that either, do you?
No.
Amoco Ultimate.
FEP.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery. You the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Become something much bigger.
Your Honor, you know about this hostage situation. I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics
Dana saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
You ever rob a bank before?
No. You're lying to me.
Inside Man delivers the goods. A captivating cat-and-mouse game, perfectly played. This is what makes you want to go to the movies.
They bugged us! Keep your man back!
Inside Man has a powerful script, a magnificent cast. It's a winner on all levels. Spike Lee's direction is right on. Just when you think you figured it out, you haven't.
Look, detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday.
Quiz shows. Nothing says smart quite like shouting correct answers at your television. But beyond a few oohs and ahs from impressed brain groupies, what's in it for you? That's a rhetorical question, by the way. There's no need to shout an answer. At Budget Rent-A-Car, however, you can show off your IQ and get a little something for yourself. A sweet ride. The fact that Budget offers the same quality service as the big boys without those big boy prices is sure to elicit plenty of amazement from onlookers and pedestrians. Getting our lowest online prices at Budget.com allows you to brag about your computer skills, while Budget's Fast Break service lets you skip the line and get to your car faster. Yes, you know you're smart. Why not force others to know it as well?
Nothing is smarter than getting a great deal. So check out our lowest online prices at Budget.com. Rent a compact car for as low as $139 a week. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Rate is for time and mileage charges only. Taxes and surcharges are extra.
I had trouble sleeping for years. A friend suggested a soothing environmental sound machine. Only the cricket sound made me nervous. I found the birds irritating. And the soothing waterfall had me running to the bathroom four times a night. But finally, a gentle voice did change the way I sleep for the better.
I told him to buy that Sleep Number bed everybody's getting.
I'm a 65, and I love it. I'm sleeping great.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to improve sleep quality. In fact, in clinical studies, 87% experience deeper, more restorative sleep on a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you started sleeping on the bed that's revolutionized sleep in America? Visit a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including White Marsh Mall, Arundel Mills, White Flint Mall, and Lake Forest. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
You eat to live. You live to play. Now have it all, every day. Only Dave & Buster's offers the Power Combo, a full-size entree and a $10 game card for only $14.99. Eat and play every Sunday through Thursday, open to close, and Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Choose one of nine delicious entrees, then take your $10 game card and cut loose on the latest games and simulators. That's a huge value for just $14.99. The Power Combo. It's food. It's games. It's only at Dave & Buster's.
What's the bold new color that has people talking? It's not what you'd expect. It's amber. Michelob Ultra Amber. The new look of light beer. Full flavor, rich in color, with a great amber taste. And while the label says light, the taste says something else entirely. With everything you want from an amber beer and everything you expect from a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra Amber. The new look of light beer. Michelob Ultra Amber Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm here to tell you what HD radio is, so pay attention. I'm only saying this once. It's digital radio. That's digital radio. Okay, I said it twice, so sue me. With an HD receiver, you can continue to listen to your favorite AM/FM stations, but with brilliant digital sound. HD radio also means new stations from your favorite local stations. Free, just like radio always has been.
Donkeys, you want to get organized? Well, if you do, there's quite simply no better way than P-Touch Labels to organize and identify your personal and work stuff. They have lots of models starting under $30. You can find one that's perfect for your needs. See local retailers for prices. I'm telling you, Brother P-Touch is the way to go. Slap them on your garbage can lids. If they blow away, people know they're yours. They have laminated labels. They last indoors and out. Special application labels for everything from extreme environments like extra strength adhesive for weather conditions to wire wrapping labels. You got that mess behind your TV or stereo. You hook it up with Brother P-Touch. The full range of label colors for getting creative. P-Touch is the brand synonymous with labeling. The leader with various model options, tape colors, sizes, and special applications. Brother P-Touch has specialty models like the QL. Label printers. Connects to your computer to print shipping and mailing labels. It's money. see the full line of Brother P. Tuck's electronic labeling systems at Staples, Office Max, Office Depot, and other fine retailers, or at Brother.com.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fee. Excludes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
Start. Learn how honest-to-goodness ordinary people just like you have already transformed their financial lives.
My name is Robert Allen. I'm the leading authority on teaching people how to build multiple streams of income. I pioneered proven cash flow systems in real estate, the internet, and in the stock market.
Learn how Robert's team took 158 people and in 101 days coached them into earning more than $10 million. Yep, you heard right. 158 people, 101 days, over $10 million.
Making millionaires out of hundreds of everyday people just like you. Now it's your turn.
Reserve your free seat at the best training session ever. During this free two-hour workshop in your area, Robert will show you how to get started on your own 101-day challenge. This workshop will change your life. You'll receive several valuable books, DVDs, and special reports just for attending. Call 1-877-256-5999 to reserve your seat today. Again, that's 1-877-256-5999. 877-256-5999.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and
right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation, returning Monday, April 3rd. I'm your host, legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Hey, earlier in the show, if you were listening, of course you were, Don and Mike interviewed Jay Maynard. He was the Tron guy, and eventually this guy got his big break and his 15 minutes of fame on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and it's the best of Don and Mike.
Jay Maynard. Jay Maynard on Jimmy Kimmel. Jay Maynard, strong guy.
Yeah, I applaud
from,
that.
From the Don and Mike Show, goes on to bigger and better things.
Now, we didn't get deep into this the other day, but apparently he was fabulous on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Okay, here's the actual interview with Jimmy Kimmel. Let's listen to a second of it. Hold on. Is this it, Robbie? Okay.
Oh, no, this is our music.
It's the Jay Maynard theme music.
Jay Maynard, of course, the guy who's on the internet with the instructions on how he made his Tron suit.
That's right.
Here he is. Oh, this is, that's the theme, though. Here he is being introduced by James Kimmel Monday night
here.
And if that's not enough, you remember the movie Tron?
Oh, he's teasing him here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it was a good movie. We found this guy named Jay Maynard. He's very popular on the internet. In fact, you've probably seen this website. It's been going around. Everywhere. That's Jay. And he's famous because he made himself a Tron costume.
Now, again, this is a guy that we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. If you want to see him, and you know, you're like the last person that hasn't seen him yet, just do a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Tron suit.
That's all you got
to
do.
And he's the number one search.
Mm-hmm. He pops up right to the top.
It'll be Jay Maynard is the guy.
Just recently, 22 years after the movie came out, and he also sent us a videotape. We'll show a clip of that.
The costume itself is mainly a bodysuit and paint. As you see, there's a frisbee on the back. That is the Tron identity disc. And it is used to carry all the information about a program.
Yeah, right.
Just a sample.
Yeah.
And good news, ladies, he's here tonight.
Good vibes.
There's only one of them, though. One other thing, Michael Jackson was arraigned on Friday, and of course, all the wackos.
Anyway, there you go. So he's on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. We had him on our show. Let's get him on the phone now to congratulate him,
Jay Maynard,
and find out what's next for Jay.
Yeah. See if he's still riding this wave. See if he's if something else is going to come his way, like a series of Jay Maynard costume shops. That'd be great. All right, we're going to make contact now. There you go, calling.
He lives in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, he's expecting the call.
He's expecting the call? Jay Maynard. Not on his cell phone this time. We're calling him directly in the basement of a science building.
Wow.
Come on, Tron guy.
TG.
We got him. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay. Jay, it's Don and Mike.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank goodness you're there. Jay, how was it being on Jimmy Kimmel in your Tron suit?
It was a blast.
Cool. Were you treated with the proper amount of respect? Did they treat you like a star?
Yes, they did.
All right, let's go to, hold on, let me put Jimmy Kimmel's tape back in.
We have some highlights.
What we'd like to do is get your thoughts of the interview segment. We're going to play it now down the phone, and maybe, Jay, you can tell us what you think, okay?
Okay.
Tell us what you were thinking as this was happening. Remember, you heard Jay on this show a couple weeks ago that Monday night on Jimmy Kimmel with his Tron suit. And listen, how many hits are you getting now on your, is it a web page that you have?
Yeah, it's on a server that I don't have control over, so I don't know how many hits I'm getting.
Are you getting a little payback for that? Are you getting some money out of this deal?
No, not yet. I'm not.
Oh, ooh. No, Jay. You might give them a call.
Didn't you? Did you get scale for being on Jimmy Kimmel?
Actually, I don't know what I'm getting out of them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, why? How did they handle that with you?
They handed me a stack of papers and said, here, sign this.
Ooh.
Oh, golly.
At this point, I would assume that I'm going to get something.
I think so.
But I don't know how much.
But, you know, I'm concerned about the website. I mean, you really do have one of the most popular sites on the web now, and you ought to be reaping the rewards of that. Have you talked to anybody about maybe trying to cash in on your fame?
No, not really.
And, listen, I'm no expert in television, but I've got a SAG card, and I do watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that if you make an appearance on, like, Letterman or Leno or any Ellen DeGenitals, any of those shows, if you're on as a featured guest, there has to be a minimum.
Yeah, you have to get paid scale. $475 or something like that. Yeah.
Well, if they send me a check, I'm certainly not going to send it back.
Well, all right, so you got a good job, right, Jay?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good.
Well, what's your regular job, Jay? Did we ever ask you that?
I don't know if you did or not, but Jimmy did. I'm a computer consultant.
Oh, computer. Oh,
all right, so you're not totally obsessed. I just think you could make a lot of money about this thing.
All right, here he is now on Jimmy Kimmel. It's Jay Maynard, the Tron guy.
And since the breakup this evening, as kids, yeah, I think we'd all remember dressing up as a superhero or a character from our favorite movie. But when a 43-year-old man from Fairmont, Minnesota does it, it's unusual to say the least. Our next guest has turned his love for the 1982 movie Tron into an outfit, and he's become very popular on the internet for doing it. Here he is, Jay Maynard, everybody.
Yeah. Now, Jay, at this point, are you nervous when you're walking out?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
And you had to love the fact that they're playing the Tron music.
Yeah, actually, they told me up front that they were going to do that, and it took me a while to figure out what they're referring to, because there is no music for the main title sequence of the movie.
Ah.
What's playing is the end credits theme.
Oh. The end credits theme.
What is it that they're playing, Jay?
The end credit theme.
Yeah.
When the credits are rolling, they play that in the movie.
Right.
Tron.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, Jay is a nerd, and he knows these details.
All right, here we go.
You got the frisbee on in your back. Mm-hmm. And how is that lit up?
This is electroluminescent wire. There's a battery hidden under here.
Oh, really? What kind of a battery is it?
A couple of double A's. I'm wearing 10 double A batteries and a 9 volt.
Is that right?
Yep.
To power the uniform or just for fun?
Just, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both? Now, tell us about the movie. How old were you in 1982 when it came out?
I was 22.
22 years old. You went to see it, and what happened?
And that was the first movie I ever paid to see twice in the theater.
Oh, really?
And I've only done...
That's the sign, mm-hmm. right? If it's what you pay twice to see.
Yeah, you know, Jay, the one thing I was thinking when I heard this the first time, you were under the weather, right? You sounded like your voice was pretty well cooked. Was it because of all the interviews, or did you just get sick when all this was happening?
No, I had caught a cold pretty much independently of all of the rest of this. I've been pushing my voice fairly hard, though, because of all the interviews, and as you can tell, it still sounds kind of bad.
Yeah.
Jay, I have to ask, also on the show that night, my favorite television star, Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Did you get to meet Jim? Did you spend time with Jim?
No, I didn't, and I'm disappointed by that, because I would have liked to meet him, too.
You didn't get a chance to meet him? I thought that, so there's no paneling, right? You were on and gone? That's the way that worked?
Actually... he was over in the band area the whole time I was on.
Huh. Oh, right, yeah. Right, Robbie told me that. He was jamming with the band.
Oh.
It's a pretty, pretty mean harmonica, too.
Jay, really, listen, we don't want anything but the best for you. You really should get with a web host to get your own jmaynard.com, or if someone's stolen that name, get another name for yourself, because this could be a real cottage industry for you. I mean, I am not kidding you when I say you could sell T-shirts. Now,
I would think, Jay, you know that, right? I mean, you know your way around the internet, obviously.
Yeah, I could register the domain name and find a host and do all that fairly easily.
Jay, you don't sound. Are you really just not really that interested in doing that, or what?
At this point, I don't know if you know. Right now, my star is burning bright because right. everybody's been hyping it. I don't know how much legs it's got.
Come on now. Right. Hold on. Don't you think you're more talented than William Hung?
Depends on what kind of talent you're talking about.
I'm talking about having a long career with the public, whether it's 6 weeks or whether it's 12 weeks or whether it's 24 weeks.
Think about this, Jay.
You know what, Jay? You got legs.
Jay Maynard's authentic costumes. I mean, you really, anything's possible,
now, Jay.
Jay,
that's true.
Here's something I wanted to ask you, I guess on Monday before you went on the show and I forgot. The Tron movie was made by Disney, right?
Right.
Now, here's my question. Since you're out there, maybe somewhere down the road going to make some dough mm-hmm. off being the Tron guy, have the Disney monsters called you yet, or do you expect that they're going to call you to say, you know, this is our intellectual property,
right.
you're the Tron man, I'm Michael Eisner, take that spandex off?
They haven't said a single word to me.
Good.
If they do... I've got a couple of lawyers. I can at least get some decent legal advice.
There you go.
Wonderful.
All right, way to go, Jay.
And Jay, just between you and I, if it ever gets to Disney, ask them about Smith and Eisner.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a little something going on there.
That'll shake them
we
up.
We have a little intel on
it's
that.
It's a little like on The Simpsons, you know, Mr. Burns and Smithers.
Yeah.
It's a relationship like that, and Eisner is the Mr. Burns.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Jay, if you don't mind, a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
A personal question. When we've had to change the tone of our show a little bit since, who am I kidding, a lot, since the FCC thing happened, but I could still ask you this. If you don't mind, man to man, the last time you had relations with another human.
When?
Yeah, because, you know, we're figuring, Jay, with this newfound fame, I
you've
mean,
got
if,
to be getting
if you're not making money, I mean, the ladies are just going to be, you know...
Oh, it's been pretty recently. It's been within the past few weeks.
Very good.
Past few weeks?
Not surprised.
Bravo. Since you were on our show, has it happened?
Yes, matter of fact, it has.
It has. What about since you were on Jimmy Kimmel?
Not since then.
Nah.
Not since then?
Interesting. You know, on the internet, I bet there are Jay Maynard groupies all over the place. Have you thought about modeling any outfits, other outfits on the internet? Like maybe, you know...
Well, if I make more costumes and I...
Boba Fett from The Empire Strikes Back? That sounds like a good one, you know?
Mike, you know what? There you are being theatrical, and I'm thinking right. practical. I'm thinking Superman.
Simply...
Oh, they're too basic.
Is there another favorite character?
He's got the body for it, though.
Right.
Remember the side angle.
There's somebody you'd like to dress up as next, if you were going to continue this.
I'm still trying to figure out what to do next, but it won't be a superhero. I mean, I could make an overweight program fly. I can't let's face it, you know, I can explain away the difference between me and Bruce Boxleitner. I can't explain the difference away between me and Christopher Reeves, Tobey Maguire, that much.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll give you one difference between you and Christopher Reeves. You can walk.
Yes, that's
don't
true.
Sell yourself short.
And you know, listen, Jay, who's to say? Who's to say that you're not the Tobey Maguire for a new generation?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or at least, or maybe the previous generation who's been sitting in front of the computer too.
Yes. Now Jay, listen
whatever.
To me. Now, Jay, I'll tell you, I'm 45. How old are you?
I'm 43.
Mike, how old are you?
I'm 44.
Buzz is 60.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's in his early 30s. You know, frankly, I like Spider-Man. I love the movie.
And you like uniforms. You know, you have a love of uniforms too.
I do. That
yeah,
well, we told him that day on the show. That part was not untrue. However, who am I to say, Jay, that I might not be able to relate better to a character, a hero, that was more my own age,
more real?
I'm watching Tobey Maguire, and I'm thinking this is just like The Amazing Spider-Man when I read the comic book.
J. Maynard's World of Fantasy.
But when I read the comic book, I was a kid. Now I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Now my favorite hero is Jim Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you could take a spot. Maybe the J-Man. Jay?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Jay, listen, I just think that there's a lot of ways that you can go on this. Have you been contacted by anybody else for an interview or any publicity?
This is like my seventh or eighth radio interview, and I've got another one currently scheduled.
Oh, good.
Well, you got to cash in, Jay. We're here to help you. If you want to brainstorm, we'd like to see you stay, you know, past your 15 minutes of allotted fame time.
And if and when you come up with something new, call us first.
And I tell you what, I'll make you a promise, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
When your 15 minutes runs out, when you think it's run out, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, you call Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You call Robbie, the guy you've been talking to.
When you're feeling like a forgotten man, Jay.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay. We're going to fly you to Washington, D.C. to be on our national show.
Right.
We'll put you up in a nice hotel.
Yep.
You come in, you wear your Tron suit on our show.
Absolutely.
We'll put you out front of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Let you talk to people.
Greet people.
You did something like that on Jimmy Kimmel, didn't you?
Yep.
He sent you outside.
And
right?
We will do that once you think the whole thing is over.
Yeah, but
when you think it's dead, when it's no more, you know, when, hey, nobody cares about me anymore, that's when we're going
to
dive on.
Bring it back to life.
And that's a promise. When you think it's dead, hopefully when it's hot, the J-Man and his nuclear donuts of destruction will show up outside 10800 Main Street in the beautiful CBS building. Jay, that is a promise.
Because we like you, Jay. We like the way you've handled all this.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you are a good sport.
Yep.
And, you know, we think you can give more.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I will definitely take you up on it.
And I'd like the opportunity for you to be like my grown-up Barbie doll. I'd like to be able to dress you.
Do you think?
I mean, not personally, not the way that Gelman dresses Regis, but
well,
I mean,
how about this? Do you think maybe you would deign to throw on one of your costumes the day that Jay was here? I am not saying that to put you on the spot. I'm just saying I know you love to do that.
Think about it. Mike, it has really...
You've got several that are in mothballs right now.
It has been years since I have worn a costume to work.
It has.
It has.
Certainly in your 30s.
Thank you for that. It's been at least 5 years since I've worn
a
costume to work.
Right,
well, Jay, listen, I'm not kidding. Don't forget, the moment you think the bubble has burst, call us. We'll fly you here immediately on the CBS dime. That's it. We'll put you up at a nice hotel. We'll get you good and drunk, and we'll get you some action.
Okay.
All right, Jay.
Have good meat.
You take care, Jay.
All right, and Jay, listen, really, look into that web thing, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Jay, make some money out of this. You're still hot.
You're a computer nerd, Jay. People should be going to jmaynard.tron, .com, .tron.
That's clever.
Yeah.
jmaynard.tron. All right, Jay, best of luck to you.
Thank you much.
Oh, and how was Jimmy Kimmel? Was he nice?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good
he's
to hear.
A good guy. They've not called from Leno or Letterman, huh?
Not yet.
All right.
Hang in there, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
How about living it up with Kate and Allie and...
Mary Kate and Ashley?
No, it's who's the...
Jack and
Allie.
Jack and Allie.
Oh, that...
My God.
I'm going obscure.
Turn that down.
Is really obscure.
Right,
okay. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Jay Maynard, and I can't help but when I'm talking to him
twice,
I just feel as like he just wants to get back to his bag of Cheetos.
I think he'd kill on The View.
do you get the impression when we're talking to him, he's just not a motivated guy?
Well, that might be exactly it.
I disagree.
Just out of his element.
He's motivated to do his
look
whole
at those
thing.
Pictures on the
yeah.
web. He was motivated when it wasn't a job.
Yeah.
Now mm-hmm. it's a job.
But Mike, see, if you're lucky, you love what you do.
Absolutely.
And perhaps for Jay, his future can be making Tron suits.
Tron suits.
And appearing
everybody.
On TV and radio shows.
Well, what have you always said? Love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life.
Amen right. to that.
You know, when we do get Jay out here, I think it would be a great opportunity to invite everybody to get on his website, make their own Tron suit, and come down
and read it.
And we could have a Tron party for Jay Maynard.
A big nerd party?
He would cry.
You know what? If we did that, I promise I'd pull one of my uniforms out.
All right. And I, you know what? Well, I have no uniforms.
How about we get you a nice dress?
I'll go in drag.
You go,
why not?
You've never turned down an opportunity to put on a dress.
It's what I love.
Generic drag, or could you be Lucy for me?
I could be Lucy for you. I'll wear the muumuu and a red-haired wig.
Oh. All right, well, Rob... I imagine he'll be calling you within the next 48 hours.
The next 20 minutes.
Yeah. So you might want to get that hotel and get him a plane out
sure.
here.
I'm so lonely.
Right away. That's Jay Maynard. And Mike, this thing I had for you, my friend, you are just going to have to wait.
Really?
Something for Michael. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, free out there.
If you're traveling west on 66, watch out for delays near Centerville to Manassas, and you'll also encounter a slow commute on southbound 29 from Bull Run Post Office Road to 234. Thinking of taking the Beltway? Well, before taking that road, take a moment and chew it over with a Twix with its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel. Forget the traffic with a Twix. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 FM.com.
The all-new Kia Sedona. It's what the minivan always wanted to be. Kia, the power to surprise.
We hold two titles in this town. First, more diamonds than any place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamonds. Finer diamonds. Certified diamonds. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have 8,000. And over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title for loving diamonds, we'd hold that, too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
He came from somewhere out west. He never told us exactly where, and we never really had to ask. He lit his fastball and wasn't talking. I can see him even now. 50,000 fans holding their breath, and him standing as straight and still as a blade of grass on an August afternoon. One time he stood there so long, it got really boring. So I went to Geico.com, and it was like a veil was lifted from my eyes. Now this was car insurance. The 97% customer satisfaction rating, the 24-hour service, and did I tell you about the savings? Like a summer sky, they seem to go on forever. He may be standing there still, shaking off the side, I don't know. But I do know this. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Geico.com. It's quick. It's easy. It could change your life.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude. Ugh.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna...
Get her done.
Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want to close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi...
Fish is raw. You trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C-section of the penile. Code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present...
You got one of them toilets where it chews cold water up?
Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Rated PG-13 for crude humor and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I can do this all day.
In theaters everywhere Friday.
There's a man in my office wearing a hard hat and really big gloves.
Oh, right.
Who is he?
That's Earl from the loading dock.
The loading dock?
Yeah, you came up here to help with the drilling.
Drilling?
Yeah, didn't you say you needed some help with the...
Billing. I said I needed help for the next 2 weeks with the billing, and I called Ronstadt for that.
Ronstadt.
Yes.
Who?
Ronstadt.
Do I know him?
It's they, and they'll send someone who will help with the billing.
Right. Not drilling?
Not today.
Probably never.
Probably not.
Yeah.
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
I really did think you said drilling, though.
Billing. With your own two-person Ronstadt staffing team, there's always somebody listening to make sure you get the best job, boss, and company fit.
You know, in my defense, they sound similar. Billing, drilling,
For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you.
So good to know you.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Research has shown that certain life-changing moments can actually cause people to change banks. A move, a marriage, a birth, a promotion. And now there's one more. BB&T Free Checking, a life-changing opportunity in itself. There's no monthly maintenance fee or minimum balance requirement. Plus, you get unlimited check writing, free online banking with bill pay, even a free BB&T check card with Visa Extra. And you get a relationship with a bank that cares about making your life easier. A bank that's always on the lookout for your next opportunity. Stop by one of our local financial centers, call 1-800-BANK-BBT, or visit bbt.com. It's that easy. And who knows? Now might be the perfect time for you to make a change. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC. Only deposit products are FDIC insured.
You know, if a car's engine is dirty enough, it can cause hesitation, maybe even a loss in fuel economy.
Not good. Can you do anything about that?
Sure. Use Amoco Ultimate Gasoline at BP continuously.
Right, because Ultimate can clean up dirty engines and keep them clean, reducing hesitation, smoothing acceleration, maybe even restoring lost fuel economy caused by that dirty engine. Learn fast, don't I?
Not really.
For better performance, maybe even better gas mileage, keep using
Amoco Ultimate at BP.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You're right. That's why they hired me.
Smart drivers know that cars with dirty engines generally get worse gas mileage than cars with clean engines. That's why you should consider Amoco Ultimate Gasoline at BP. Amoco Ultimate helps clean up dirty engines and helps keep them clean. With continuous use, Ultimate can reduce hesitation and restore the fuel economy that is often lost to a dirty engine. Because Ultimate helps clean critical engine parts that are affected the most by deposit buildup. So be a smart driver and drive your way to better mileage with Amoco Ultimate Gasoline at BP.
Members of the press, freeway traffic is worse than ever. The carpool lane is clearly not enough. What this city needs is the Sedona lane. A lane for the exclusive use of the Kia Sedona minivan. A real high-occupancy vehicle with 7 comfortable seats, V6 power, a 5-star crash safety rating in all 4 categories, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty program. The Sedona lane for the Kia Sedona. Mr. Mayor, history is watching.
Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back, including $500 owner loyalty bonus for qualified buyers on the 05 Kia Sedona. Visit your local neighborhood Kia retailers. MSRP for base model is $21,620, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license options, and retailer charges. Retailer sets actual price. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Amounts vary from $4,250 to $5,000 based on model selected. Loyalty bonus available to current Kia owners who purchase in the Sedona. Government star ratings are part of NHTSA's new car assessment program. Must take delivery from retail stock by 3/31/06. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
My husband and I made this decision to purchase from Jared. And we will continue to purchase at Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about finding the perfect ring.
That's Jared.
I was blown away by the selection and the quality of the diamonds at this anniversary band. They took the time to educate me on the four C's. And purchasing a diamond is a very, very important decision. It's an investment.
Jared will amaze you with their fabulous selection of diamond rings. Say I forever do with their three stone diamond rings and anniversary bands, priced from $549.99 to $9,000.
My experience with Jared has been absolutely fabulous. I think it's just a wonderful store. I get compliments all the time. Where did you get that diamond? I said, oh, go to Jared.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland, at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
106.7 FreeFM.com.
The Tom and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly.
That's right, expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike. Almost over for today. However, I'll be back tomorrow. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Don and Mike returning from vacation Monday, April 3rd. So mark your calendar and be ready for that. Now, to close out for the night, we've got KFC training videotape or the crazy Kirk Cameron Jesus Freak website. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Now I have a choice for you, my friend.
Very good.
We have this website, the Kirk Cameron website that we talked about last week.
Yes.
That we've really devoted no time to. This guy that used to be on the Alan Thicke Show.
Growing Pains.
Mike, you're grounded. Anyway, he's got a Jesus Freak website now.
Right.
And we also have a tape of Colonel Sanders that was given to us by a
new
friend.
One?
Well, it couldn't be absolutely new because he's dead, but
right,
yeah,
right.
It's new to us.
New to us, all right.
Hi there.
Hi, Johnny.
If I can make your choice a little bit easier, I was surfing around Cox Cable yesterday and found that there is a half an hour infomercial to go along with the Kirk Cameron thing.
Oh, wow.
I got set up the tape on Thursday night. So if you want to wait on that, I can add more.
I was going
to
pick Colonel Sanders anyway because I love Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Well, I like Kirk Cameron, though. I mean...
But if he's got something good coming on the Kirk Cameron, we've got new Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders is one of the greatest tapes we've ever had.
But I think I only bring this to you now. We're gonna hear all this stuff.
Okay.
The Colonel Sanders that I have is not Colonel Sanders. The way it's been explained to me, it's not Colonel Sanders doing a commercial.
It isn't?
It's simply as Colonel Sanders, the real Colonel Sanders,
yeah,
talking about how he invented Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Fascinating.
That's not funny. Listen, I know it's funny. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention.
I'd love to hear it.
We have a couple of... Let me just say, we either have this...
Hi, it's me, Kirk. Welcome to the Way of the Master.
Right.
If you are a Christian, please click yes. If you're not a Christian, please click no. I have an important part of the site I want you to see.
I'm telling you, we do have to, even if we go with Colonel Sanders now,
right,
we've got to come back to Kirk Cameron.
I think we should do that.
This website is great. Here's the Colonel Sanders tape.
It's finger-licking good. That's the phrase people all over the world use to describe Kentucky Fried Chicken original recipe.
And, of course, you're going to hear, you know, the mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo- voices on the commercial.
Rodgers had chicken, which is entirely different.
Describing how he made KFC.
The unique cooking process and the secret combination of 11 herbs and spices were developed by Colonel Harlan Sanders at his restaurant in Corbin, Kentucky. The Colonel was proud of his original recipe chicken, and he never missed a chance to tell people about it.
Years ago, when I had my own restaurant, most popular item on the menu was fried chicken. It was much better than the usual southern fried chicken that most folks were used to, because I always did cook good chicken. Yeah. Well, folks that came to my place to eat loved it, but I wasn't satisfied.
No? Do we get this off the web or something? Is that why it sounds like he's in Star Trek?
Most folks popular chicken is really...
Well, sir, one day I was cooking chicken for some folks going on a boat ride, and I decided to try a little change in my chicken recipe to see what they'd think. So instead of using just the 10 herbs and spices that I'd always used, I decided to add the 11th ingredient.
Now, are you like me? Do you think this is he's being propped up and he's being told to read this?
No, that's the way it was presented.
I think he's faking it.
This is promotionally done.
Right. But what I'm saying is they probably wrote this for him.
Well, if that's the case, then what happened between that time and the time he's trying to do the commercial?
I'm not sure.
All right, here's John Norman. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, it's a Kentucky Fried Chicken training video for all the new hires so they can find out where the inspiration for the chicken came from.
Like, if you go to work for KFC today, do you have to watch this?
That I wouldn't know.
The difference is this one's edited, you know, with the mistakes are out of it now.
Yeah, it's just the final product. I bet he did a few takes on this, too. I don't know what's wrong with this.
I think the new one is probably going to have Randy Quaid, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because he does the voice of the Colonel.
It's horrible.
Right.
It's one of the worst choices in ever.
Well, the minute I tasted that chicken, I knew I'd made the best fried chicken that had ever been cooked.
Okay, now listen.
He is doing it, and they're editing it together. Mm-hmm. I think if you listen carefully, you probably know where there's an edit.
All right, let's roll a little more.
That had ever been
that
cooked.
That recipe of 11 herbs and spices makes chicken so delicious that I haven't changed it to this very day. And now it's known all over the world as Colonel Sanders' original recipe of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
My original recipe.
It's sentences.
He hates doing this stuff.
Yeah.
That they were just like, Colonel, we need it. I don't want to do
that. Chicken is special. But there's a whole lot more to it than just the 11 herbs and spices.
A whole lot
so
more.
So you just sit a spell and let me tell you why it's so much better than what those other folks sell.
Let me just tell you that we have I'm still kind of partial to this one.
Hi, it's me, Kirk. Welcome to the Way of the Master.
But I also have this for you, Mike.
Okay.
The weather's getting warmer outside.
It's the first day of spring, and Granny's wumping up her tonic first to give to all the family and her kin.
Ellie's spring song.
So it tastes mighty bitter. It is good for man and critter, cause it gets your blood to run and free again.
Ellie Mae, sing it.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, so much.
Just a little bit of it, Mike.
Just a little taste.
just a little taste. And hold on. I'm going to give you a bonus track now.
A bonus track from the Hillbillies?
Don't know. It might be from Kirk Cameron.
Okay.
Mike, yeah, it's from the Hillbillies. Mike, it's a lost 45.
What a great doctor Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is.
Yeah, Granny.
This is dirty.
What a great doctor Granny is.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Read between the lines there, ladies and gentlemen.
We got to go back to the KFC thing. Here's Dominique who says, well, I'll let him say it. Dominique, hello.
Hey, Dynamite. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Hey, I used to work for KFC when I was in high school, and I had to watch that video, and it's just about the funniest thing you've ever seen, is the guy looks like he's about to fall over dead, if he's not already.
He is now.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the manager that was training me had actually never seen the video, and when he came on the screen, both of us started laughing at the same time because he looked so bad it wasn't even funny.
All right, thank you, Dominique.
Take care.
Thank you.
You know, that's a great little tip in right there.
Glad we could be making memories for you.
We both started laughing.
Hey, more music.
Yeah.
What the hell is this one? Oh, Back Home USA.
Now some folks like the city, and it may be okay.
Is that Jethro?
The place I like it.
It's Uncle Jet, I think.
Back Home USA.
No, I don't like that one's no good.
Back Home USA. Hey, we're hillbillies, but we're singing like this.
Boo on that one.
Love to sing.
Let's go back to a classic.
Oh, yeah. God. Critters on the scene.
Nah.
Critters.
We're done.
Critters in the water. Critters in the hall.
Yeah.
Critters in the back.
Granny? What?
Morning, eight critters was asleep in my feet.
How about that, Granny?
To begin with, I'm particular about the kind of chicken I use.
Oh.
They have to be government-inspected, grade-A broiler fryers, and they have to be fresh.
Yeah.
And then, even though those fellows at the government do good work, each chicken is inspected again, piece by piece, right there in the Kentucky Fried Chicken store.
almost everyone thinks they're a good person.
This might be the solution.
But the question you should be asking
is, do all of them at the same time?
Am I good enough to go to heaven? How would you know? The way to find out is to ask yourself if you've obeyed the Ten Commandments.
When the inspections are done and the raw chicken is ready to be cooked, it's dipped in a mixture of milk and egg.
Now going back to Vittles.
Yeah.
What you're cooking for Vittles, Greg? What you're cooking for Vittles?
He's going to look in the pot pretty soon.
Supper, hey, way to give it away.
Sorry, comes up right here.
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Now I use the milk and egg dip because it adds to the flavor of the cooked chicken, don't you see, and gives the chicken a nice golden brown color. And then, too, when you dip the chicken in milk and egg, it makes the raw chicken sticky, so the breading will have something besides skin to stick to.
Most people say, well, I've broken one or two, but nothing too serious like murder. So let's go through them and see how you do.
Okay.
The first and greatest commandment, you shall have no other gods before me.
Yes, Kirk.
Have you always put God first in your life?
Let me think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You?
Yeah. And I want you to join me.
Yeah.
Mr. Drysdale. I'm going to sing a song of love.
Chief, how you doing, Chief?
I'm going to sing a song of love.
You mean platonic love, not real love.
This is real love. Just get over that piano.
Bend her over the piano.
I'm in love, yes, I'm in love with money.
And after the chicken has been dipped in milk and egg dip, I dump it later into the breading mix.
Jesus said to love God with all your heart,
yes,
mind, soul, and strength. So much that your love for your parents, brothers and sisters, friends,
yes,
and
Kirk,
even your own life,
uh-huh,
is like hatred compared to your love and devotion for God.
Wow. Wow.
Now, this breading mix is not just flour. It's my special seasoned breading. To begin with, it's a high-quality flour that's been carefully blended with salt and then mixed with my secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices.
Hmm. Oh, hold on.
Have you ever failed to put him first in your life?
Yes.
Click on your answer below.
There we go. We clicked on it and this is what we got. Right here.
I have a sexual disease.
What a great doctor, Granny.
Oh, thank goodness.
Granny's got a
Granny's here. Make it better.
She's a wizard for rheumatism. What a great doctor, Granny is. Yeah.
And to make sure that you get a full flavor of those secret ingredients, I don't just dump the chicken in and push it around a bit.
No, sir.
Each piece of chicken gets this special breading folded and pressed onto it until there's a nice even coating covering the whole piece.
The second commandment, you shall not make for yourself any idol. Who is God to you? Is he only a God of love and
Ellie
mercy?
May is such a beautiful girl.
I wonder why she's not married.
She's 18. She's too old.
No, Ellie May's 18 years old.
Sure. I'll bet all that woman I'm told.
When you meet the right man, you quick marry him.
Okay.
Now that your chances is slim.
Well, if that's your God, then you're right. Your God couldn't cast anyone into hell because he doesn't exist. He's a figment of your imagination.
Then I gently tap the pieces of chicken a time or two to shake off the loose breading and set them on a tray till I finish with the other pieces.
Yes.
Now, as soon as I get enough chicken breaded, it's got to be cooked.
I read the commandment.
When I cook my original recipe chicken, I only use pure, all-vegetable shortening.
You've created a God in your own mind that you're more comfortable with.
Yes, Kirk.
You may call it your personal belief, but God calls it idolatry.
And I never cook anything else in that shortening because I don't want you to taste anything but the delicate flavor of the chicken.
There you go.
And, of course, nothing goes better with chicken.
Well, chicken's a vittle.
What you're cooking for Vittles, Granny?
And a critter.
What you're cooking
for Vittles, Granny?
It's in her pot, right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Better take a look in her pot.
Let me take a peek in my pot.
You take a peek in my pot.
Okay. You know, we didn't get anywhere with that.
I loved every minute of it.
Tomorrow, maybe we'll devote time to both websites.
I like to call that feature 10 Commandments, 11 Herbs, and 12 Great Songs.
And Bill O'Reilly?
I am so boring.
Right.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love.
This is Michael Hughes.
Yes?
Oh, yes.
No way. I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Name a good cheese.
I want to sing. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.